On Platte River Radio.
Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
Third down and 5, 7:40 and counting. Bearcats 28-26. McNick back to pass. Little pressure, going to throw it as far as he can into double coverage for Shields, who makes the catch at the 34. Tyler Shields is All-State on that one.
Tonight, it's a top 10 battle from Foster Field in Kearney as the Bearcats battle second-ranked Grand Island. High school football is on KKPR, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Third and 10, now a triple shift from left to right. That gives him a bunch to the right side. Rolling that way is Bowles. Under pressure, he throws as he's hit. It's intercepted! Kearney's got it at the 45. Spencer Lindsay and the Bearcats should win it with a minute 17 to go.
It's the top Class A rivalry west of Lincoln as Grand Island looks to win against Kearney for the first time in 10 years. It's the Islanders and the Bearcats coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Foster Field in Kearney with Doug Duda and Tony Davis right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from beautiful Foster Field in Kearney. It's time for Friday Night Football on your sports leader in the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can go to Platte River Preps, check out photos of your favorite teams. You can check out all the articles that have been written and all of the games about your favorite teams, no matter whether it's football, volleyball, softball, cross-country, it's all there. Plus, you can hear any of the games on our radio stations tonight in Kearney and Hastings on PlatteRiverPreps.com. That includes this game, Kearney Catholic North Platte St. Pat's, which is on ESPN 1460, Hastings Aurora, Hastings Holdridge, Adams Central Aurora, St. Cecilia Blue Hill, any of those on PlatteRiverPreps.com. But this is the premier matchup tonight, and that's why we're here at Foster Field. Once again, Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Tony, it's Kearney Grand Island, and we've talked about it. If Grand Island is ever going to beat Kearney, this you would think would be the night, but they just can't find a way to do it. It is a confident football team, but so is Kearney, and they're just used to winning, and they expect to win tonight.
Well, they do expect to win, and that's the culture that Brandon Cool brought with him when he started turning this program around. Of course, winning a state title 4 or 5 years ago with the Bearcats. So, you know, they continue to have about 100 kids go out for football. There's kids all over the field tonight. Grand Island, though, this is their year. They've waited for this group of kids. You're going to hear Bombsberger. You're going to hear Fultz. You're going to hear Fife all night long. When you talk to the coaches from Kearney, you know, down on the field before the game, say, what do you think? Everybody says, boy, they're fast. Boy, they're fast, Tone. That's pretty much the comment from three or four different coaches. They said, can you contain them? They said, well, we hope so, or it could get ugly early. And they, you know, got a chuckle out of that. But you know what? This is a Kearney team. They want this game to be 21-10, 21-17. If the score, you know, if the Islanders are able to pile up some points.
They take 6-0, 13-10.
There you go. They want a Chicago Bears-type score, Buffalo Bills-type score. They don't want a Green Bay Packers-New Orleans Saints shootout tonight because they're going to be on the wrong end of that one. They know that.
Well, it's going to be an exciting football game, we know, and I've said it all week. We've talked about it on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've talked about it with folks here tonight. The first quarter, if Grand Island can't come out and establish themselves as the better football team and get a lead in this ball game, I don't mean just control the first quarter, look up at the clock and see it's 0-0 or 7-7. Grand Island's got to get some confidence on the scoreboard is the way you do that. However it's done, even if they're getting outplayed, they need to have that lead on the scoreboard throughout the night, because the deeper it gets in the game and the longer Kearney hangs around and they got the best kicker in the state and Spencer Lindsay, look out. They start thinking, how are we going to find a way to not get out of here with the win? We've seen numerous times, I don't know numerous, but we've seen a couple of times at least where Grand Island is supposed to win this football game, and it just doesn't happen. So I guess we'll see what happens tonight as you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. It's Kearney. It's Grand Island. They only get to play once in football, and this is it, Class A right here.
This is certainly, you said it, if it stays in the Islanders' mind, if the doubt starts creeping into their minds, every minute that goes off that clock, if Kearney can control the football, they want to move the chain. You know what? They don't want 38 yards on one play. Okay, they'll take it if they can get it. They want 11 yards, move the chain. The clock to keep running. 11 more yards, move the chain. 15 more yards. They want to have 6, 8, 10-minute drives. That would be ideal for Brandon Cool.
We'll hear from both the coaches, Jeff Tomlin of Grand Island and Brandon Cool of Kearney, coming up after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Friday Night Football, here on Classic Hits.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes, congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolley and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at dinsdaleauto.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Doug Duda along with Tony Davis from Foster Field on this beautiful Friday night where it's time for Grand Island and Kearney once again. And Grand Island head coach Jeff Tomlin joins us here. And, Coach, what does it bring to you when you say Kearney, Grand Island?
Well, it's a great atmosphere, great situation for high school football, and obviously a good matchup. And, you know, it's a great measuring stick for both teams.
Obviously, Coach, you guys seem to be the favorite team in this one. Everybody's talking about the beatdown. Everybody's talking about Riker Fife and the passing, the completion percentage. I think I talked to Steve Young earlier in the week. He said 142.8 passer rating for the young man. Wow. Everybody's talking about this team. Great attention for your program.
Well, you know, our kids, no doubt, are playing pretty good football right now. And they started well. They've worked hard. It's not an accident. You know, when you get good players, you get the privilege of coaching good players, and they work hard, then usually pretty good things happen. And we obviously know we still got a lot of work to do, and there's still a lot of things to shore up and a lot of things to improve on. But, you know, at least so far we've started pretty well.
Grand Island football coach Jeff Tomlin with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's get the elephant out of the room, Jeff. Everybody wants to get this losing streak against Kearney out of the way. When it becomes something like this, it has to be a rallying cry. It has to be a little bit that the kids know about this. How do you get rid of that, and have you got rid of that already?
Well, it's one of those games, you know, a rivalry game that, you know, you cannot just pull the wool over your kid's eyes or blow smoke and say it's just another game, because it's not. You know, we all know it's not just another game. It's a very important game on the schedule of both schools, and Kearney's got the bragging rights right now. You know, obviously they've earned that, and the only thing we can worry about is playing as well as we possibly can, you know, tonight and doing what we can do. So we just want our kids to be relaxed. We feel like we're really well prepared. You know, we put in a lot of hard work, just as the Kearney kids and staff has. And I think our theme is just kind of cut it loose, let it rip, you know, be confident, play loose, have some fun, and good things will happen.
Jeff, when you look at the Bearcats, especially their offense, what concerns do you have there? This isn't a team that's put up 50 points a game through the first two games or anything like that.
Well, they're still very, very potent offense. I think their offensive line is the core. That's what I always watch, you know, being a line coach, and they're very well coached, and they're a good bunch. They have a lot of starting experience returning, and they've got great ball get off. They get a good push. They're physical. And then they've got a whole crew of backs that they can run in, and I'm not so sure that Tyler McNick's not maybe the best back, you know, so they can go, although they've got three or four good backs, they can go one back sets, but still have a two back concept because McNick's such a good runner in there, and he passes the ball pretty well too. So I think there's a lot of challenges to shutting their offense down, and I don't know if you can completely shut it down. It's just, you know, we'll always start at square one, and let's see if we can hold our own on the line of scrimmage and try to slow down their run, and, you know, then we can go from there.
Grand Island Coach Jeff Tomlin with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Obviously, weather affected both games last week, but kind of in different ways. You guys just rolled over Omaha Bryan. You didn't even have to go four quarters, but your team hasn't given up any points yet this year. Is the defense ahead of the offense? I mean, both seem to be really clicking through two games.
Well, I think, you know, we're definitely improving. You know, I can see improvement between preseason, the first game, the second game on defense, but we still have a lot of things to improve on. We've still got some contests going on defense as far as guys winning jobs and things of that nature. So, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised a little bit on a couple guys defensively. But, you know, where I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm never satisfied, and we still got a long way to go. So, but I think we're complementing one another pretty good. You know, to have a productive offense, you got to have a decent defense. And you know, your defense can cut it loose when you build a lead right away, too, so as you take them out of their game plan. So I think our defense owes a lot to our offense at this point in being able to maybe do some things that we wouldn't normally be able to do.
Jeff, one thing I think interesting about this game, once you get out of the Lincoln and Omaha areas, I think every other night of the season, Kearney people cheer for Grand Island, the Grand Island people cheer for Kearney. That's something that's unique about this, I feel.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really neat for Central Nebraska, and I, you know, Kearney's earned that statewide respect. You know, they won a state championship. They've been in the semifinals several times, and so, you know, we're still trying to earn that respect. I think we've got respect, but maybe not at that level from the metro, from the you know, bigger city schools. So I think that's, you know, a unique thing about this game is, you know, we can kind of square off, but at the same time kind of earn respect for our Central Nebraska region.
Coach, is there anyone else in the state you'd rather have play quarterback for you than Riker 5?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you know, I can, you know, you can put stats out, and you can put a stopwatch on folks, and you can put guys on a scale, and you can do a lot of things, but, you know, I love all our kids, and they've gone to the wall for us and done so much weight room-wise and preseason-wise and conditioning. I wouldn't trade any of them for anything, but to answer your original question, no, I don't want anybody else pulling the trigger because Riker can think on his feet. He's developed the intangibles of leadership that it takes to play that position, and he's just really doing a nice job of you know, running our offense and then making decisions split second that when you run a no huddle that you have to make.
Finally, Coach, we'll let you out of here with this. What would it mean to snap that streak tonight just for the kids' confidence and for the season? Because I think maybe this is one of your best teams.
Yeah, I think, you know, it'd be a big win for us. There's no doubt about it. You know, you can't downplay that. It'd be a big win, and I think, like you said, a shot in the arm for our kids' confidence-wise and just another question we don't have to answer, you know, as always. And then we can get on with finishing non-conference play and then getting into district play and getting into the flow of, you know, down the stretch football that's so, so important. But I think it's very important for us to play well in this game and play big in this game.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure to have a chance to chat with you. It should be another great one between Grand Island and Kearney. Best of luck to the Islanders tonight and throughout the season. We'll chat again soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Have a
great evening.
You bet, bud. That's Jeff Tomlin, head football coach at Grand Island. We'll come back and hear from Brandon Cool of the Bearcats after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meat, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest variety at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show from Foster Field. Yesterday on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show, we had a chance to catch up with Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool. Here's what the coach had to say about tonight's matchup. It's Grand Island and Kearney, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show the head football coach of the Bearcats, Brandon Cool. And, Coach, good morning. Glad to have you back on the show.
Good morning. It's great to be back on it.
Beautiful day. Looks like we're going to have some beautiful weather for football like we have pretty much. We've just been fortunate so far, and we're looking forward to another great matchup between Kearney and
we have been. Kearney hasn't necessarily
well,
been.
Oh, yeah, the rain. Yeah, we didn't have to go east last week. But getting ready for Grand Island, and let's just start there. There's a little something extra when it's Kearney-Grand Island.
Yeah, that's a nice advantage for this week of practice. There's not much motivation that the coaching staff has to deal with from the standpoint of getting guys prepared to play a big game like this. Our kids really enjoy playing Grand Island, and I know the Grand Island kids really enjoy playing Kearney, so it should be a great night for high school football.
Coach, one thing everybody's talking about, the speed of Grand Island. Obviously, keeping them in the middle of the field where you've got some help is going to be a primary concern and something you've got to do.
Yeah, you're exactly right. As you turn on the film to watch them the first 2 weeks, they have foot speed in all positions, secondary-wise, receiver-wise, running back-wise, linebacker-wise. And so anytime you have that type of foot speed, you can do a lot of different things on the offensive defensive side of the ball. So from our standpoint, we're going to have to get lined up properly. We're going to have to keep those guys funneled to where the help is going to be at. And then on offense, we're going to have to find some seams up inside in the running game and see if we can't hit a big pass play here or there to kind of keep them back on their heels.
Kearney Bearcat coach Brandon Cool joins us. Riker Fife getting all kinds of publicity here at the beginning of the season, and he's had a couple of great games. The competition last week I don't think was much, but it doesn't matter if you're playing Class A football and you can pick apart a team like they did with Bryan. Riker is really off to a good start. You've had some athletes that are like Riker Fife. Now it's your turn to try and go defend a kid like him. How are you going to do that?
Well, I think the key part is I think Riker does a great job of commanding their offense. He's a run-pass threat, and anytime you got that dual threat in that position, that makes put a lot of pressure on our defense. And so from our standpoint, defensively, they have obviously other weapons to go with them, but we're going to have to make sure that we can funnel him in the pocket sometimes and keep him and then funnel him outside the pocket. We're going to try to make him move as much as we can and see if we can't get a little pressure on him. So he's got to make a decision right away with the football.
Brandon, you guys
read option on the offense with the running back, or whether it's roll out or passing stuff with the quarterback. We're going to have to get to him and make him make a decision in a hurry.
Defensively, you guys have been very, very solid this year, shutting people down. By the way, Coach Archer paid us to say that, but you have to be pleasantly surprised right now where your defense is at.
Well, we talked about that. We've talked about that for 10, 11 months now, that if we don't get better on the defensive side of the ball, it might be a long season for us. We have six, seven, eight guys that played a lot of football for us on the defensive side of the ball a year ago, and those guys are one year more mature than they were a year ago. And so I just think I just like the aspect that our kids played with, especially last week. I thought they had their ears pinned back. They were aggressive. They were physical. And then we did a lot better job of tackling it. So for us to win the football game against Grand Island, we're going to have to be still aggressive play calling or be aggressive at attacking the quarterback, but we're going to have to do a great job of open field tackling with those speed guys out in space.
Kearney Bearcat football coach Brandon Cool joins us here. Just throwing out a few names. Trey Anderson is doing very well. Jackson Gannon, here's a kid that gets him behind the line of scrimmage, and then we knew about Derek Schreiner, but those three guys have kind of led the way for you on the defense.
Well, when you start out with our defensive front with Jackson Gannon and Grady Kowalski and Tony Jenegas and Zach Yoakum, those guys kind of take care of business there in the front, the front three, and we rotate those guys in so they're fresh. We expect those guys, as much game experience as they've had a year ago, we expect them to dominate some offensive lines. And then when Derek went down week three last year, that was a big, big loss for us. And so he's making some headway, doing a lot of good things for us. And then Trey Anderson's got a full year of experience on the weak defensive end. Trey's going to have a big night for us because he's going to have a lot of things come his direction, and so he's going to have to tackle extremely well or defend extremely well.
Brandon, somebody for you that's getting a lot of publicity is doing it with his leg, Spencer Lindsay, one of the best in the state.
Spencer Lindsay is the best kicker in the state. He's had an opportunity to kick a few field goals, so we got the rust knocked off of him from that perspective. Kickoff-wise, he's kicking those babies to the end zone, and he's going to have to continue to do that in order for us to be successful. But the biggest thing about Spencer, he plays a lot for us on defense, a lot for us on offense. He punts, he kicks, so he doesn't get much breathing time. And so in order for us to be successful, he's got to be playing the game of football.
Well, as long as he doesn't have to drive the bus this week, you're at home.
So. Yeah, finally returning home. It's the only home game of the month here in the first four non-district games for Kearney High. And we're talking with Brandon Cool for another minute. Offensively, I look at the stats. It looks like what I would normally see after one game, but you guys have played two games. You're not explosive so far on the offensive side of the football, but your thoughts on where you're at right now?
Well, it's kind of twofold. There's a couple situations that went along with that. We just didn't get very nice weather to really try to open it up last week against Lincoln East. And there's no doubt about it. When we got up by two scores, we were very conservative in that second half and just tried to work the daylights out of our run game. But when we compete against Grand Island, obviously we're going to have to open it up because they're so well coached defensively. So offensively, we've been a little bit inconsistent. We've been inconsistent in the passing game. And just trying to get receivers in the correct spot and get the quarterback to complete some passes there, and we'll be just fine. But we're going to gradually get better and better as the year goes on. And the biggest thing is we got to continue to find our identity. And so hopefully that will happen here in the next two or three weeks before we get into district play.
Well, and we'll talk with Jeff Tomlin about this, but it seems like the few times at Grand Island, and I think Brandon, the feeling out there is Grand Island would be the favorite in this football game this time around this year. But even when they've been, you guys always find a way to win the football game. You just have never allowed Grand Island to get out of the gates, to get off to a good start. This first quarter is going to be huge.
Yeah, start the football game. We've talked about that, and we're going to talk about it again today. Getting off to a quick start is going to be a big advantage for us. And if they do go up 14-0, you just got to be able to weather the storm. So we talk about adversity from getting down 14-0. We talk about getting up 14-0 on teams and trying to finish the game out. And so, I think the first quarter is going to kind of set the tone of how the game's going to go. And so in order for us to be successful, we're going to have to get out of the gate in a hurry.
Brandon, big game. You've got a young junior quarterback, doesn't have a lot of starting experience. Any concern there?
None whatsoever. Luke does a great job of commanding our offense, and I think the key part is I think he's excited for the game on Friday night.
Well, Coach, we'll wish you the best of luck. We're looking forward to another great Grand Island Kearney battle, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for your coverage.
That's Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool as we spoke with him yesterday on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back to Foster Field to give you the starting lineups for Grand Island Kearney High after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And that's the head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats, Brandon Cool. Before that, you heard from Jeff Tomlin, and we're back here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web. PlatteRiverPreps.com, KKPR.com. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, as we approach kickoff here at Foster Field between Grand Island and Kearney. And let's take a look at the injury situation for tonight's football game. And the injuries report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. They know everyone has an oops once in a while, whether you sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job is to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back in the game of life. One near you, right here in Kearney, along with Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. Tony, what do we got tonight?
Well, I talked to Russ Harvey, one of the assistant coaches for Grand Island before the game. He says, Tony, don't say that word around us after last year. Last year they paved a road directly from the practice field to the hospital in Grand Island. They had one injury to report tonight. That's a kicker who's got a little bit of a pulled hip flexor in Brandon Wentling. He's going to go ahead and try and kick tonight, and they think he's pretty good to go, but he has been out for a little bit. He is just coming back. On the Kearney side of things, one major injury report, that's a starting eye back, Josh Smith. He's out with a back injury, and that's a big blow for the Bearcats.
Well, that is your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center gets you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now in Wood River. So there's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Roses for You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangement, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at rosesforyou.com.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, where they take care of their customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, offensively, for the visiting Islanders of Grand Island, number 64 is your center, Josh Patterson, 6 foot, 220 pounds senior. At left guard, number 56, 5'11, 225 pounds senior, Eddie Vasquez. The right guard, number 65, 6'2, 220 pounds senior, Tom Swanson. At left tackle is number 52, 6'8, 230 pounds senior, Nick Wentz. And at right tackle is number 54, 6 foot, 3 inch, 215 pound senior, Bomkuth Luel. Now we get to the guys that are very speedy, Tony. Here are your, well, let's do the tight end first. Sam's pretty speedy for a tight end. Sam Foltz, number one, 6'385 pounds senior. Your split end, number two, Will Bomsberger, 6'260 pounds senior. At wingback, number 20, 5'755 pound junior, Jaden Aiken. He'll be running in with Evan Schutte, a 5'755 pound junior. The fullback is number six, 5'10, 175 pound senior, Dylan Urias. The H-back, number three, 6'175 pound senior, Justin English. And the quarterback is Riker Fife, the All-State candidate, 6'5", 200-pound senior. Riker Fife wears number 15. Grand Island is ranked second and third in the state's major newspapers, and they are 2-0. Kearney is 2-0. The center, number 55, 6'2", 252-pound senior, Grady Donahoe. The left guard is going to be number 65, 6'2", 221-pound senior, Grady Kowalski. And the right guard is Zach Yoakum, 5'11", 220-pound senior. Left tackle, Jackson Gannon, 6'1", 235-pound junior, wears number 53. The right tackle is number 69, 5'9", 220-pound senior, Logan Worth. At the X, Y, and Z position, wide receivers, number 17, Trey Anderson, 6'2", 198-pound senior. Nate Stevens, 6'2", 196-pound senior, wears number 5. And Spencer Lindsay, 190-pound senior, 5'10", wears number 6. He's also the big-time place kicker. At halfback, number 4, Caden Brueggemann, 5'11", 180-pound junior. At I-back, Derek Schreiner, 6', 200-pound senior, wears 29. And the quarterback, number 15, Luke McNitt, 6'1", 210-pound junior. Head coach, Brandon Cool. Kearney's ranked 6th and 8th in the major newspapers, and they are a perfect 2-0. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. And that will bring us to the end of the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Tony, what do you think?
Well, it is exciting. Great crowd on hand tonight. Spencer Lindsay's going to tee it up for the Bearcats. He's going to kick it from north to south. Wind at his back. This thing should be well into the end zone.
And again, the crowd still filed in. Everybody on the Kearney side is in the shade. The Grand Island sideline at the moment is in the sun. We saw the sun be a factor in the first quarter last week, but everything in the shade here. And Lindsay boots it away, and it's going to sail into the end zone, out of the end zone, and Grand Island will start at the 20-yard line. First down and 10, so they have the first opportunity, Tony, to come out and make a statement.
Yeah, you know, that's what they want to do, is come out and establish someone here. Lindsay not only kicked that ball into the end zone, it was through on the fly out of the back of the end zone. So it shows you what strong a leg he has. We'll get a chance to see Riker Fife get underway and see if they can sling the ball around. They can list Sam Fultz to the tight end if they want. He's more of a wide out, split end, call him what you want. They'll move him all over the place, try and get him the ball in space.
Well, a long time in that huddle, and Grand Island now comes out, likes to spread things out. Fife is in the shotgun. He's got 4 wide receivers, his running back standing directly to his left. And let's see if they try to swing it out here. Urias is standing next to him, and they will fake it to Urias. Fife will roll out. He wants to throw. No one to throw to. Tucks it up and runs. Gets to the 25, the 26, and brought down at the 27-yard line. A couple of the Bearcats in on the tackle, including Caleb Lundgren.
Yeah, also Derek Schreiner there, but good play from Fife. Just nobody on the outside. They're going to have to contain him better than that.
Going to be a gain of 7 on the play. Good coverage down the field, but nobody there to cover Riker Fife.
Well,
he looks to the sideline. He doesn't have a play right now, and they may have to burn a timeout. They have not burned the timeout yet, but Fife a little late getting them up to the line of scrimmage here. Now a man in motion from right to left. Still stays on that side of the formation, though. And Urias, a little throwback. It's a flea flicker. Fife to go deep. He's got a man beyond everybody. It's caught at the 40, and Grand Island is on the board. Touchdown, Sam Holt, 73 yards on the flea flicker.
Yeah, he got about 2 steps beyond Lindsay and a perfectly well-thrown pass from Fife. Absolute strike. He never broke stride, and off to the races he went. And once he's that far, they never had a chance to catch him. Big play. Grand Island ecstatic on their sideline. The Bearcats hang their heads.
Well, and you look at that too, Tony, as you see that the 73-yard touchdown pass on the flea flicker caught Kearney, and it wasn't a traditional flea flicker. It was really quick, but that's all they needed. The extra point kick now is up, and it is good. Knocking it through is Sam Carey. So only 55 seconds into the ball game, and it is 7-0 Grand Island. They're off to the quick start. They'll kick it off when we come back.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Athens Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Quick, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Trey Anderson and Hunter King stand at about their own 8-yard line awaiting the kick here from the Grand Island Islanders, and doing the kicking for the Islanders is Brendan Wetling, and he will boot it into what little breeze there is. It's not much of one right now, under 5 miles an hour, and this will be returnable, and it's going to bounce at the 11, and they're going to let it go out of bounds. So Kearney will get good field position there. Letting it bounce out of bounds was Trey Anderson. And will they make him kick it over, or will they just take the ball with good field position?
I certainly think you just take the football there and get your offense out on the field. Interesting situation with kicking here. Sam Curry, Carey comes in and knocks the extra point through. Then they bring out the sophomore and Brennan Whitley to kick off. They've also got a kid from Sweden, a foreign exchange student, and Carl Christensen that kicked the ball relatively well. They feel good about him, too.
Well, can Kearney answer? Grand Island has their first lead. They haven't led many times when these teams played, and Kearney High now has to answer. They also go with a spread formation, trips to the right. Now they will send a man in motion in Brueggemann from right to left, and McNick's going to roll to his right, acts like he wants to run all the way, and does, takes it out to the 40-yard line and gets a good gain. It'll be pushed out of bounds short of the first down marker, but Grand Island got 7 on their first play from scrimmage. Kearney gets 7 on their first play. Doubt they'll come back with the flat flicker, but we'll see. Yeah, they're all the way out to the 43-yard line after the ball was kicked out of bounds, and they started at the 35.
Yeah, Bombsberger, the one that took his legs out from under him. You're going to hear Bombsberger and Fultz a lot on the defensive side of the ball. They fly around to the football.
When McNick throws the ball, at least the first two games, they've been fairly short passes. They need to be efficient there, but they want to be able to run the ball. McNitt will throw it out here on a little inside screen. It's complete for a first down to Nate Stevens across the 45 to the 46. It's only about a 3-yard, 4-yard gain, but it's enough to move the chain.
Well, the right defensive end that time did a good job of getting his hands up just over his fingertips. Pretty well thrown ball by McNitt. This isn't a big strike offense. You look at these guys as they throw the football around, all their averages, you know, everything's under 13.8. Derek Schreiner, he's broken a couple big ones, but other than that, it's 8.3, 6.7, 13, 13.8. Not big play passes.
7-0 Grand Island scored on the second play of the game. Kearney with their first opportunity, and they're going to hand the ball to Schreiner and take it back. McNitt, he actually breaks a tackle, and instead of losing a couple of yards, he's going to gain a couple of yards as he drags a man with him out to the 48-yard line, a gain of 2.
Well, Luke McNitt's a big, big load for a quarterback back there. Normally it would have went backwards right there, but he broke that tackle and then dove ahead. The running back thought he had the football, and McNitt just ripped it out of his arm and took it himself.
McNitt really is kind of more of a linebacker playing quarterback than the other way around. Usually you see your quarterbacks back there in the secondary, and now Kearney spreads them out again. We've not seen the quarterback under center on either team yet. It'll be second down and 8. McNitt, three-step drop, short pass. It's complete into Grand Island territory, down to around the 46-yard line into the hands of Nate Stevens. So nothing special, but Kearney is moving the ball, and we talked about that, Tony. They want to score, but they also want to chew up some clock.
Yeah, they want to control this clock, Doug, and that's number one. McNitt right there is in the middle of the field and just fires on a rope right over in front of the Kearney bench. They run the other guy inside of Stevens deep, cleared out for him. He just goes 5 yards, turns around, catches the ball, and gets up the field.
9-yard gain. They'll take it out to the 43-yard line of Grand Island. Islanders up 7-0. McNitt always with somebody in motion. Usually it's Brueggemann. Schreiner off to his left side. They're going to run option to the left side. McNitt decides to keep it. He's got a hole. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. They'll catch him from behind inside the 10, down to the 4-yard line. McNitt found the hole and takes it to first and goal.
Doug, that time the option was set up great, and they take it right at number 68, Kyle Wadalovich. He takes the pitch man out, and McNitt's got a big lane to run through and just makes a big play out of it. Good play for the Bearcat, and that's a big confidence builder.
Luke McNitt gets it right down there, and now it's first down and goal. They'll mark the ball, as we said, at the 4-yard line. Big, big play there for the Kearney Bearcats. 9:40 to go first quarter. The Islanders 7, Kearney nothing, and Kearney's going to say not so fast if they can get 4 more yards here. It was a 73-yard flea flicker that we scored with Grand Island. Now they'll send up in a power eye formation, turn, give it to the last man through Schreiner. Schreiner off the right side is going to get a couple, but he's not going to get in there. It'll be second down and goal. Looks like they'll give him the 2-yard line.
Yeah, Joe Garcia, the first man there, number 7 for the Bearcats, comes through from an outside linebacker position, stacks him up. Very seldom you see Schreiner get stood up and go backwards, but they did a good job of wrapping up and taking him backwards. There were 3 or 4 white jerseys around him down there.
Busy weekend here at Foster Field. Of course, UNK has their home opener tomorrow when they take on Northeastern State of Oklahoma, 12 noon. Trey Anderson will split out wide to the left. Stevens wide to the right. McNitt under center out of the I formation. Long count by Luke McNitt. He'll give it off the left side to Schreiner. Schreiner gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Kearney High on a 2-yard touchdown run by Derek Schreiner. 7-6 with 8:40 to go first quarter.
Well, he didn't have a whole lot of room there. He did a good job once he was initially hit, just taking everything in his legs, just kind of hopping and dove into the end zone. But a good answer for the big play by the Islanders. The Bearcats come right back at him.
Now it's up to Spencer Lindsay to tie this football game up. So each team with one possession and each team with one score. And now a chance to tie it up with the extra point. The holder is Nate Stevens. He was looking over at the sideline for a real long time. Then it's a quick snap. The kick is up. The kick is good. And with 8:40 to go in the first quarter, Kearney 7, Grand Island 7, a battle of top 10 teams in Class A is off to an offensive start. And we'll be back in a minute on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Don't forget, if you're at another football game besides Kearney Grand Island, we'd love to have the scores of your games. Text our Valentino hotline, 646-0506, 308-646-0506. A simple text will give us the score. We'll be passing those along as Lindsay boots it away, and this is going to look a lot like the NFL. Lindsay has no problem. Both of his kicks have sailed through the end zone in the air. Midway through the first quarter, Sargent 14 and Ansley nothing. That's our first score of the night, and we'll keep passing along to you. Of course, Kearney Catholic just down the road playing North Platte St. Pat's tonight on ESPN 1460. Well, now let's see what Grand Island does. They had a little rollout pass on first down that Fife had to tuck up and go with, and then they ran a little flea flicker that resulted a 73-yard touchdown pass to Sam Foltz.
Doug, you bring up Lindsay and his big leg. 9 kickoffs on the season. Only 2 of those have been returned.
So. And, of course, that was in the rain last week, so it was just horrible conditions. Grand Island didn't even have to play the full 4 quarters. They were killing Omaha Bryan so much. Back to passes, 5. Has plenty of time. Wants to go deep again. He's looking for his fullback, Urias, but overthrows him by about 5 yards. He was all the way down at the Kearney 40-yard line, so Grand Island isn't taking any time here, Tony. They're going for the big strike.
Now, Caleb Anderson, though, running right with him, step for step. So it would have taken another perfect pass or 5. He's about 2 yards long on that one, but they hurry right up the line of scrimmage. Our buddy from down the road in Grand Island, Brooksy Wells, actually signals the plays in for this offense.
Well, each team has about 10 or 12 assistant coaches, and good to know most of those guys. They've done very well. Opt-in play 5, wants to roll to his right. He looks to pitch. He pitches it very late. He gets rolled up. He wanted to pitch it. I think he might have just happened to fall back on it. And down he goes, getting out short of the 24-yard line. Small gain on the play of about 3. It'll be 3rd and 7.
Yeah, Jackson Gannon, the first man there. And you're going to hear his name a bunch on the defense. When you look at the defensive stats, he's got 12 unassisted tackles on the season, leads the Bearcats, now 13.
And welcome to tonight's Friday Night Football broadcast. Classic hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. 3rd and 7 for 5, 7, 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. Everybody's got a man in motion. Every play, 5 quarterback draw. Nowhere to go. 5 is stacked up at the line of scrimmage, and it'll be 4th down. That looked more like a broken play, but 5 wanted to go, and he had nowhere to go. Usually you run that quarterback draw, you've got 2 or 3 options with a hole to pick, and it closed up in a hurry.
Yeah, it was almost like he didn't wait long enough to go. Just took it immediately, and there was no room for him to go.
So it's going to be 3 and out this time for the Islanders and our first punt of the football game.
Foltz is a punter for these Islanders, and they like what he can do with his leg as well.
Well, Jaden Aiken is the punter this time around, Tony.
Oh,
excuse me. No, you're right. Aiken was the up man. Foltz is the punter. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, Foltz pretty good in that aspect as well. And Spencer Lindsay and Trey Anderson are the men back deep for Kearney High. Ball spotted at the 22 of the Islanders after gaining just 2 yards on this series. Pretty good snap. Here comes the rush. The kick is away. Pretty nice punt, but coming up to take it at the 42-yard line, calling for a fair catch that time was Spencer Lindsay. He must have saw his man, Will Bomsberger, flying down, but he got taken out on the play, and Lindsay would have been able to get a pretty good return on that, or at least 4 or 5 yards up the field. It just didn't work that time.
Yeah, the man that took him out was Anthony Stuklick. I hope I pronounced Stuklick. It. Stuklick really took out Bomsberger.
So they'll mark the ball at the 41-yard line. That's a 37-yard punt and no return. So Kearney's second offensive possession, good field position. They started at the 35 the first time because Grand Island kicked it out of bounds. Now they start at their own 41-yard line. Kearney and Grand Island 7-7, 7:09 to go in the first quarter of play. Schreiner in the backfield, 2 carries, 4 yards, has the touchdown, but McNitt had the long run the first time. He wants to run again right up the middle. He'll dive for the 45. They're going to mark him just short of that at the 44-yard line. So a 3-yard gain, maybe a 4. We'll give him the 45-yard line, a 4-yard gain that time for McNitt. Second down and 7 is what's officially going to be, so let's go back to a 3-yard gain if you're keeping those stats at home like I know you like to do, Tony.
You know, actually, looked like there was a bigger hole there. You might have some room, but it closed rather quickly.
Great crowd on hand here tonight at Foster Field. If we could just find Todd Catula some friends so that he could sit with them, it'd be even better, as he's just below our space here at Foster Field. As McNitt is back to pass, quick little slant pass or quick little swing pass out here into the hands of his ex receiver that time. And Stevens is his favorite man right now out at the 50-yard line.
Well, they're doing a good job with Lindsay and Anderson running people off deep, and that the guy on the outside right there is number 2, Bomsberger, and he's saying, "I'm playing off of Coach. If I get up there, can I stop some of this stuff?" And they're saying, "We'll give him 4 or 5. Just don't let the inside guy get by you deep."
We'll call it 4 yards. It's 3rd and 3 here for the Bearcats. Schreiner to the left. Again, they send Brueggemann in motion. McNitt on 3rd down. Option to the left. This time he's trying to follow his man Schreiner, and he is stuck as he crosses the 50-yard line by Sam Foltz. And I don't think it's enough for the first down. McNitt didn't really explode that time, Tony, and Foltz came in and filled the gap. It's going to be 4th and 1.
Well, he was there so fast, I don't think he saw it, probably. He just flew in there, absolutely flew it to McNitt, and now you got a decision to make.
Yeah, this is a decision here. It's 7-7. It's 4th and 1/2 yards. You're at midfield. You're definitely in a spot you could go for it. And it looks like Brandon Cool is sending his young quarterback out and Luke McNitt. But this could be nothing more than trying to draw Grand Island offside. Let's see what they do. 4 wide out, and if it's 4th and 1/2 inch, your quarterback's not under center again. So McNitt in the shotgun. Yeah, they're trying to draw Grand Island offside is all they're doing. And after just a couple of hard counts, Kearney goes ahead and calls the timeout. So with 5:01 to go in the first quarter, Kearney 7, Grand Island 7. It's 4th and 1 yard at midfield for the Bearcats when we come back.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Lindsay shanks the punt off the side of his foot. He's at least going to get about 10 yards a roll, though, down to the 25-yard line, but it's only a 29-yard punt for Spencer Lindsay as he rushed that one off the side of his foot, and Grand Island will start at their own 24-yard line. First down and 10, 4:48. There was no timeout. They actually called a delay of game penalty on Kearney, which they were fine with, and the punt off the side of the foot, and it'll be first down and 10 for Grand Island. 7-7.
But, you know, I don't think Coach Cool is real disappointed with a 29-yard punt with zero return. You know, you got Sam Foles, Bomsberger's back there waiting for it. You take the return out of the equation, Doug, and you know what? It's shanked it, so be it. They're, you know, they pin them in their own territory.
And we're back to football action here. Here's a toss sweep around the right side for the Islanders, breaking one tackle across the 30 and out to the 33-yard line on the toss sweep by Riker Fife. And Urias, I believe, was the man carrying the football that time.
Yeah, you are correct. Jackson Gannon, the first man there again. kind of went in low, and then two other Bearcats from a defensive backfield kind of took him up high.
No huddle time now. Second down and one. The Bearcats trying to get situated here with these four wideouts. One's in the slot to the left. Fife in the shotgun, and he will send Bosberger in motion. Wait till he comes set, trips to the left side. Fife, pump fake, wants to throw underneath to his running back. Urias has a complete 35-40, got a nice block, 45-50-yard line, and into Kearney territory off the nice block on the edge by Jacob Cornelius, and that springs him for a big game.
Well, Trey Anderson was a follow guy. He was trying to get over there, but Cornelius is just a perfect shield.
20 yards on the completion, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Islanders in Bearcat territory at the 47-yard line. With 4:01 to go in the first quarter, and we're tied at 7. Grand Island scored on two plays, a flea flicker 73-yarder, then a 7-play drive, 65 yards. Schreiner took it in for 2 yards out for Kearney. Fife turns, hands it off, and takes it back out of the belly of his I-back, Justin English, who hasn't carried it yet, and he is going to lean forward for about a yard is all. It'll be second down and 9.
Once again, Jackson Gannon there for the Bearcats, along with Ty Braden, number 24, 190-pound senior. So, good job up front by Gannon again.
St. Cecilia with a 14-0 lead over Blue Hill. Kearney Catholic scores first, 7-0 over North Platte St. Pat's midway through the first quarter. Now they'll go with two running backs in the backfield. Out of that shotgun, Fife, send a man in motion. Now they run option to the right side. Kearney bit, 40, gets to the outside, 35, and down to the 33. A touchdown-saving tackle by Spencer Lindsay because Kearney did not know where that football was. They sent a man in motion, faked the fullback dive, and now the ball's down to the 34-yard line, a gain of 10.
Yeah, good job on the backside tackle. Somebody coming in flying in there just jamming at that football, trying to get Fife to cop it up. So once again, not wasting any time, do they?
Yeah, Grand Island wants to get a lot of plays in. This is the new look of football, and it's made its way down to the high school level. Empty backfield, a little pop pass to the tight end is complete from the 25, and dragging his man down to the 23-yard line is going to be Sam Bolt, and he is going to be right at that first down marker. It looks like he's got enough, and move the chains again. It's going to be good for 11 yards. Fife is 3 of 4 for 104 yards passing. He's got 5 rushes for 21 yards. 7-7.
That was Trey Anderson swiped that football, and it just right in front of his arm, and that well-thrown pass again by Fife.
First and 10 at the Bearcat 23-yard line. Again, the empty backfield. Fife to throw, goes to the pylon, and it's going to be incomplete. He might have even stepped out of bounds. Good defense out there by the Bearcats and Caleb Lundgren as they went to the far pylon, trying to get it into the hands of their number 3 in English.
Well, bearing down on him, Tony Jenniges, for the Bearcats, he had to release the football because he was under a lot of pressure.
Second down and 10. And now, as they look to the sideline again to run that play in, trips to the right side here for the Islanders as the clock is stopped with 2:57 to go, first quarter, 7-7. Islanders now with 5 wideouts, including trips to the right side. They'll send a man in motion and try to swing it out to him in English. English complete, tucks a tackle in the backfield, gets 5, gets 10, gets down to the 15-yard line. Could have been brought down for a loss. Instead, he's going to get 9, and it'll be second and 1, or third and 1, excuse me.
3 Bearcats, and he escapes all 3 of them and shoots right up the field. Made the 3 people have an opportunity and could not bring him down.
It is third down and 2 at the 15-yard line for Grand Island. And you've got to be an experienced team to run the kind of offense they're running. Everybody's got to be smart. They've got to be on the same page. They've got to understand when you're not huddling up. It's third down and 2. Urias in motion on the right side, comes set in the slot. Fife takes the snap, rolls to his right, still rolling, wants to run, and he is going to be knocked out of bounds right at the first down marker. Spencer Lindsay, a little upset with himself, had a chance to get him at the line of scrimmage, but Fife kind of leaned out of the way and should have it up for the first down, and he does down to the 12-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like Lindsay was just going to clip his legs out from under him, but Fife quick enough just to get the corner and step out of bounds in front of the first down marker.
In other football, Hastings has an early lead in their football game over Holdridge, 13-0. 7-7 here, Kearney and Grand Island. First down and 10, ball at the Bearcat 12-yard line. Fife again, the empty backfield. doesn't even take a step. He's going to throw over the middle, complete down to the 2-yard line. It is first and goal again on a quick little in pass to Will Bomsberger. Just a quick little slant from the tight end position. It's first and goal.
I think the coverage is right there for the Bearcats, and really, other than the flea flicker play that went the distance, the coverage has been pretty good. But the passes are still so well thrown, there's nothing you can do about it.
Riker Fife has looked every bit of what we thought he would so far. First and goal at the 2. Again, empty backfield. Fife will send Urias in motion, but the backfield remains empty. Fife rolls to his right. Quarterback keeper all the way. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Islanders. Riker Fife on the 2-yard run.
Well, that was just a good push by that whole right side of that offensive line. And Fife sees the goal line and then just dives and holds the ball over, knowing he just needs to get the football over, and falls in for 6.
That was just a well-executed drive all the way down the field by Grand Island. And now ready to try the extra point again is going to be Sam Carey. Here's the snap. It's good. The placement's down. The kick is away, and it is no good. It was pulled wide left, and you know, even with Grand Island having good kickers, Carney's probably got the best. You'd give him the edge there. Don't want anything to take away from the momentum, but we do there. A minute 40 to go. First quarter, Grand Island 17, Carney 7. Back with more high school football after this on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Gooda, Tony Davis back at Foster Field. We go to the Valentino scoreboard. We deliver the scores. They deliver the pizza. Aurora 6-0 over Adams Central early in the first quarter of that football game. St. Cecilia is up 14-0 in their contest, and just a handful of games that are underway. Again, we'd love to hear from the game you're at, 646-0506. You can call, leave a voice message, or you can text, and we will get those scores on the air for you tonight. Right now, though, it's time for Grand Island to boot the ball away, and Wentley has it on the tee. Here we go. Carney didn't have to return the first one. It went out of bounds. This one, though, looks like it will be returnable. Picked up at the 5-yard line, out to the 10, to the 15, trying to come to the outside and getting hit at the 17, and now being pushed backwards is Hunter King. They'll give him progress out to the 18-yard line, but he got shoved all the way back to the 12. And it'll be first down and 10 there.
But this is surely not spotting the ball where this guy is. He's back at the 15-yard. Boy, that's about a 3-yard advantage from where he was initially hit. And you can hear the Grand Island coaches in the booth next to us going, wait a minute, where did he ever get close to that spot you gave him?
Well, he did get to the 18, but then he spun out of that tackle after he was initially hit. I would say maybe in between the 12 and the 18 is probably where the ball should be, but no matter. We've got Carney High now trying to play catch-up again. First and 10 at the 18, their worst starting field position, and they will turn and hand it off to Pierce Wright, who goes nowhere.
Yeah, poor Pierce just swallowed up. First man there, number 8 for the Islanders, and Jake Dobrovani. Dobrovani. There's a lot of weird pronunciations on this Islander team. You got Bob Kuth Luel up on the line of both sides of the football. He's out of Sudan. They really like his motor, though. He's a goer.
And it'll be second down and 12 after a 2-yard loss. Now McNitt is under center for the first time in this football game. He'll turn. He'll hand it off again. And again, it's right. You got to wonder, is something wrong with Schreiner, Tony?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But nobody's back on the tables.
Back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe getting a yard more. We'll move it out to the 19-yard line. So right, a 3-yard gain. And that'll bring up third down at 9 here with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Grand Island 13, Carney 7 here at Foster Field. Both teams scored on the opening possession, then had to punt on their second possession. Grand Island just scored, and Carney has it for the third time. At their own 19-yard line, 3rd and 9, McNitt back out of the gun. Looks left, there's 3 wide receivers over there. Rolls left, throws underneath. It's complete. They'll need to break a tackle, but can't do it. Down at the 27-yard line, and right there is Justin English to secure it. And again, they're throwing the ball a lot to Nate Stevens. But for the second time tonight, it's going to be 4th and 1 for the Bearcats.
you know, that's a great job of wrapping the ball carrier up and bringing him down. Because once he catches that football, all he's got to do is lunge forward, and it's a first down. You move the chains.
So now Carney will get set to punt it. Spencer Lindsay had one go off the side of his foot earlier and rolled about 10 of the 29 yards on that kick. Beautiful night for football. The wind picking up just a tad between 5 and 10 at the back of the Bearcats for the final 11 seconds here. So long enough for this punt. The ball is marked at the 26-yard line. The snap is back. The kick is away. High, spinning kick, and it'll be fielded at the 38-yard line. Then they go with a little bit of a reverse to Blomsberger, and he gets it up to the 45, and that's where it'll be first down at.
Isaac Brown, the one that clips his legs out from under him. Of course, people remember his father, Todd Brown, played in Nebraska at Holdridge, and now goes builds churches all over.
36-yard punt, and we'll give him about a 7-yard return. With 1 second to go here in the first quarter, Grand Island will have to run one play. And, Tony, we've talked about it all week long. Grand Island, unless something freaky happens on this play, will have the lead at the end of the first quarter, something that they're not used to having against Kearney.
You're exactly right, Doug, and that confidence will continue to grow, especially if they can get one more score on the board.
Riker Fife again with 5 wideouts here. He will send Bosberger in motion, fake the handoff, now rolls out, wants to go to the sideline, now wants to go deep, and there's going to be some face guarding. There's going to be a pass interference flag coming down as they intended the pass that time for Jacob Cornelius, and they're going to call pass interference on Anthony Stuklik. He tried to get his hand in the air to knock it down, and the Kearney High coaches don't like that at all. There was really no contact, Tony, and there is no face guarding in high school football.
Yeah, I think that's what Coach Cool's saying. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. He didn't touch him. He got his arms up. He was beating deep, though.
It wasn't that bad. He was just a step behind him. He wasn't going to catch the ball. He was not going to catch the pass, but it is going to be a 15-yard pass interference penalty, and that will be the second penalty against Kearney and the 7th first down of this opening quarter for Grand Island, and it'll move the ball down to about the 39-yard line. And since there was a penalty on the final play of the quarter, I believe we're going to get an untimed down here to end the first quarter of play. So a untimed down here for Grand Island at the 39-yard line of the Bearcats. This time a 5 with the count, takes a 3-step drop, looks left, looks right, rolls right, now wants to run, gets to the corner, lowers his shoulder, runs over a man 35, down to the 34-yard line. Lundgren breaks, makes the tackle, but it's going to be a 5-yard gain on the play, maybe even 6, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. From Foster Field in Kearney, it's Grand Island 13, Kearney 7. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months, or up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. For Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
With Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda here at Foster Field, where we are seeing the Riker Fife Show. He accounted for 154 yards in the first quarter. Now, 73 was on one touchdown pass, but yikes, and it is second down. We'll call it 4 yards to go here for the Islanders, leading at 13-7 at the Bearcat 34-yard line. They're on the move again here, first play of the second quarter. Out of the shotgun, 5, quarterback draw, huge hole, 35-30. 25 into the secondary, 20 down to the 15 and close to the 13-yard line.
There's a fumble, I think, and Bearcats have got the ball, Doug.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to keep the ball. There is absolutely no indication by any official on the field that they are going to get the ball. There was no beanbag. There was nothing else that came out, and Grand Island is going to hold on to the football. It's a gain of 22.
Boy, that was a huge play for the Islanders, and all of a sudden it looked like, okay, we're going in to score, and all of a sudden the Bearcats thought they had the football, but the official comes up, you're right, no beanbag thrown, never an indication the ball was loose from an official.
For Riker Fife now, 53 yards rushing on 9 carries, and he has put it up 7 times, completing 5 of those for 123 yards. First and 10 just outside the 11-yard line, and they will put Bomsberger in the, excuse me, English in the backfield, and he is drilled. Coming in on the blitz is going to be Trey Anderson. He barely had the ball in his hands, and Anderson laid him out.
I had to wonder, what in the world is this? You're right. He no more got the ball than he was on his back. What a play from the outside. It came from the left defensive end position, just fired through untouched and blew the play up.
A loss of only a yard, which I don't know how that's possible either. I mean, seriously, he didn't take an inch forward. He was hit as he was handed the ball. That's the first carry for English. He's saying thanks a lot. Second down and 12 at the 13. They will have Riker Fife on a quarterback draw again, but staying home and making the tackle is going to be Grady Kowalski. He'll get across the 10 to about the 9, and it'll be third down. If he gets inside the 1, you could get a first down, but basically third and goal.
And everybody going left on that play. Riker Fife, just a delay play. He tries to go up the middle, but Kowalski and Gannon said no, not on this one. That quarterback draw, I'd have picked up 6 or 8 on it. That's how big the hole was.
Bomsberger is going to go out wide to the right. 2 men to the left side. English to the right. Bomsberger now to the left. And Fife doesn't like what he sees, and he's going to have to burn a timeout. So timeout here for Grand Island. That's our first timeout of the ballgame with 10:14 to go in the first quarter of play. In the first half of play. It's Grand Island 13, Kearney 7. Third and 8 from just outside of the 8. For the Islanders when we come back.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for 1. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And on third down, Fife will take the snap over to Fultz at the 5, but he drops the football. And that means a field goal situation here for Grand Island. So just a played out drop. Kearney had it pretty well covered anyway. And the ball is going to be spotted at the 16-yard line for a 26-yard field goal attempt here from Brendan Wetling, the sophomore place kicker, to try and make it a 2-score game. They missed an extra point. Now he's in there to try the field goal, and the kick is away, and the kick is good just over the left upright. And with 10:05 to go here in the first half, Grand Island 16 and Kearney 7. We'll be back with more high school football after this timeout.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolle and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at dinsdaleauto.com.
And we're back here at Foster Field. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer engineer Stacy Johns. And it is 16-7 now, Grand Island. A couple other scores to pass along to you. St. Cecilia leading Blue Hill 20-0. Kearney Catholic 7-0 at last check. Ravenna led Ord 14-0 in their first quarter of their ball game. Kennesaw 14-0 over Bruning Davenport Shickley in the first. Burwell leading Palmer 14-0.
Franklin 25, Silver Lake 0 at the end of 1.
Grand Island ready to boot it away. Wetling kicked that field goal instead of Carey, who missed the extra point, and the kick will sail just into the end zone this time, and no chance for Hunter King to get a return. And that might have been just enough of the wind that has kicked up here a little bit, but not much. It's been 5 mile an hour, then it'll get up to 10 on a gust, but it will be Kearney starting at the 20. They had two good starting field positions the first two times. Next two times, the 18 and the 20.
Yeah, once again, you know, anytime that ball reaches the plane of that goal line, boom, automatically it's just blown dead. They cannot take it out of the end zone in high school football.
Lawrence Nelson leading Sterling 14-0.
There's a road trip.
Don't forget Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Now let's see if the Bearcats can get some offense going. They've given up 16 points so far, and we still have 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. And here's an inside handoff that's going to go nowhere for the Bearcats. They have not run the ball. Neither team has run the ball very much here. Caden Brueggemann, who they keep sending in motion, Tony, finally gets a chance to touch the ball, and all he does is get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, there's a lot of clutter. You know, they call that trash up there on front. There was just too much trash. He had no room to go. He bounced off a couple people, but there was just absolutely no room after that.
Luke McNitt is the leading rusher for Kearney. 5 carries, 53 yards. He's 4-4 passing, but none of those have been for more than 9 yards. 4-9, 4-8 is what I had him for in the first quarter. Second down and 10, Bearcats at their own 20-yard line. Brueggemann in motion again. This time trips to the right side. That's where McNitt will roll. Still looking. Wants to throw deep. He has got a man, and it is going to be intercepted, underthrown. Intercepted by Will Bosberger at the 50-yard line, trying to go to Nate Stevens. They've been throwing him underneath. This time they tried to send him deep. And Bosberger was on it, and the game's first turnover, they'll officially mark it at the 49-yard line to the Islanders.
Yeah, Stevens went up, and it was a fight for the football, but Bosberger just out-jumps him a little bit, and athletic enough just to take the ball out of his arms. So Islanders back in control here, 16-7, 9-11 left in the first half.
Kearney's going to have to find a way to come up with a defensive stop here, because Grand Island, this is exactly the kind of football game they needed in the first half. They are moving the ball. Riker Fife is moving the ball, and they are putting points on the board, and now they get the first big turnover of this contest. And on first down and 10, out of that shotgun, Fife two-step drop, swings it out here to Urias, and he catches it, takes it out to the Kearney 46-yard line, a gain of about 5, so starting to throw a lot of underneath passes. After that 73-yard flea flicker bomb for the first touchdown, Fife hasn't exactly went deep on any of his passes either.
No, they want to get him sucked up, and then they'll try and burn him deep late. Interesting note here, McNitt not playing defense on this series.
Don't forget, at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will run down the scores, give you the first half stats, talk about the games coming up tomorrow. And it's all coming up at halftime here from Foster Field. 16-7, Grand Island, 8.5 to go here in the first half, and the Islanders on the move again after the Bosberger interception. Fife back to pass, has time, looking deep, throwing deep into double coverage, trying to get his man Bosberger, and it's just over his hands in the end zone. He was double covered, and then Kearney kind of let him go. Once that ball got in the air, he was waiting at the goal line, or getting to the goal line, and just couldn't quite haul it in. He didn't miss him by more than a half a yard.
Well, there's not many quarterbacks in the state can be rolling to their right and on the run throw the thing 55 yards in the air, and that's exactly what Fife just did there.
Yeah, this is a dangerous, dangerous football team. Grand Island is looking real good, I'd have to say, Tony, so far tonight. Kearney got a couple of nice plays, but they're looking really good. It's third down and 5 at the Bearcat 46-yard line. 5 wideouts, trips to the short side, which is the right side near the Kearney Bearcat bench. Looking left, though, slant pattern, and what a catch. 40, 35, and brought down there. What a catch, again, by the Islanders, and Bosberger is everywhere. That was well defended again, Tony, and it's going to be a gain of 10.
Well, you got defensive linemen got their hands up like a wall, and somehow it finds a space through there. And then Bosberger just all of a sudden, boom, he's got the ball in his hands, and the coverage is right there. Coverage was by Isaac Brown right on his back hip, but it was too late. The catch had been made.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Tony, we've watched some football young in this season, and I've been to Lincoln last week. This is the best passing quarterback I've seen play football in the state of Nebraska this year.
Hey, amen to that.
These are bullets from Riker Fine. First and 10 at the Bearcat 36-yard line, on the move again. 16-7 your score on a beautiful Friday night for football. Out of the empty backfield, Seven-step drop all day to throw. Going deep again, looking for Urias, and he overthrows him. Again, the Bearcats are there. Urias wanted a flag. I don't think so. On the coverage that time was Luke McNitt, so he's back into the ball game. The pass is incomplete.
Another little score, a big game in the area. Pleasanton and Loomis knotted up at 8, just started the second quarter there.
Might get a chance to see Pleasanton next week as our football continues here on Classic Hits. Also, Kearney Catholic playing next week at Cambridge, and Kearney Catholic has taken a 10-0 lead over North Platte St. Pat's, 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Second down and 10 here for Grand Island at the Kearney 36-yard line. Most of the plays here lately have been out of the empty backfield. Five looking left. Now he's under some pressure. He avoids that pressure. Might have to throw it away. He's going to throw it up for grabs, and it is complete in the end zone and dropped. Oh, he had a man wide open.
Doug, there were two of them wide open, and everybody got Bobsberger,
Tony.
Bobsberger had it in his arms, and then would have popped out of his arms. Number 36, Jacob Cornelius, was right there, too. Had an opportunity to fix the mess up that Bobsberger. You won't say very many times this year that Bobsberger dropped a pass right in the breadbasket, but that time he did.
Kearney got lucky there because Fife had a lot of time to throw. It looked like he was just going to chuck it away, and he threw it to the end zone because Bobsberger was standing there all by himself.
He threw that 48 yards on his back foot, falling away from the play.
Right on the numbers, too.
Absolutely right on the numbers.
It was as if Bobsberger was waiting to make a fair catch. And so it'll be third down and 10. And it looked like there was a penalty that was declined there by the Bearcats. Didn't see the flag.
Well, they signaled a false starter. Right?
No, that's just to move the clock. Third down and 10, 36-yard line of the Bearcats. And not close enough for a field goal for Grand Island. So they need to move the chains here on third down. Five, back to pass, under pressure, throws across the middle. It is complete. And it's going to be across the 25, down to the 22-yard line. Sam Foltz has picked up the first down. They are converting long yardage situations, Tony, a gain of 14.
Well, once again, Trey Anderson, the last time they handed that ball off with Trey Anderson putting the guy on his back immediately, and just as Fife releases that football, Trey Anderson hammers him. You could tell he was a little slow to get up. Hasn't been hit like that very often this year.
It is first down and 10 at the Bearcat 22-yard line, 16-7 Islanders, 7:35 to go, first half. Five, quarterback draw, makes one man miss, and then is going to be tripped up by Jackson Gannon. But he does pick up some yards, going to get down over between the 17 and 18-yard line. That's going to be about a 4.5-yard pickup.
You know, it wasn't a big old Gannon did a good job, though. You know, he wrapped him up and then stopped him immediately.
Going to call it second down and 6. Ball just outside of the 17-yard line.
You can tell these are two very well-coached football teams, both sides of the ball, very fundamentally sound.
And Grand Island trying to add more points here in the first half. Slot right side, rolling to his right. Five, pump fake, now throws underneath, and it is going to be complete at the 9-yard line and immediately brought down out there in the flat. Enough for a first down to Justin English. First and goal, a gain on the play of about 9 yards.
You know, that's like one of those basketball plays, Doug. It's just position. Lundgren's right on him, but English stops right in front of him, catches the football, and there's nothing Lundgren can do.
So first down and goal here for the Islanders. 16-7, Grand Island leading Kearney at Foster Field. Checking with the coaching staff and Coach Tomlin along the far sideline. Sun is down. That is not a problem. Out of the shotgun, English in motion. They want to hand it to him on the end around. Cuts up to the 5, dives at the 3, and the ball does come loose. There is a fumble on the play. But I believe Grand Island's back on top of it, Tony.
Yes, they are.
They're able to get back on top of it. I think cover the football there for Grand Island was Eddie Vasquez, and they're going to mark him down between the 2 and the 3. And that means that he is short of a first down, so a 9-yard gain, but they only need about a half a yard here to get a first down. We'll call it second and goal from the 3. Five shouting the instructions to the rest of his team.
Got to be a draw.
Sends his man in motion. Out of the shotgun, Urias now slot right side. He's going to follow Urias. Five lowers his shoulder, but there's nowhere to go. He's met at the 3. and is brought down at the line of scrimmage by four blue and white jerseys. You can pick any of them, Tony. They were all there, including Gannon.
Yeah, Gannon there along with number 52 that time, Jake Aaron. Good job that time of getting rid of blocks. And then, like you said, it was just an absolute blue wall and five ducked his shoulder, but backwards he went.
Third down and goal at the two. It was first and goal at the nine. So third down and goal at the two. Very important play here for both teams. Touchdown versus a field goal. Five sends Urias in the motion. He's now at the slot to the left side. They'll follow him that way. He's got all kinds of room, and Fife will walk into the end zone. Touchdown. So wherever Urias goes, Fife follows, and that was an easy one. The mismatch was on the left side, and Riker Fife has a touchdown passing and two 2-yard touchdown runs. It's 22-7 Islanders.
Yeah, you're Doug, on that outside where those guys are used to slant and turning around catching the football. They just locked up those defenses back, and Fife just walks into the end zone.
Now the extra point attempt. They missed the last one wide left, and this one is on the way, and it is no good. I think that one was wide right. So some problems here with the extra points. 4:51 to go, first half. Grand Island, that's the only problem they've had, 22. Kearney 7, we'll be right back.
Roses for You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangement, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at RosesForYou.com.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979. Nathan Central, Kearney.
Grand Island kicks it off again, and King picks it up at the 5, right down the left sideline. 10, 15, has room, 20, breaks the tackle, 30, and he is going to be stacked up at the 35-yard line. A lot of room that time for Hunter King, and then he fought off a pretty good hit back there at the 20, picks up about 15 more yards. So a good return that time for the Bearcats, and they'll have it first down and 10. They'll put the ball down at the 35-yard line between the 35 and the 36. 22-7. Elsewhere, St. Cecilia taking care of Blue Hill, 28-7. They just had a 80-some-yard kickoff return after Blue Hill scored. Here it's 22-7, Grand Island.
More weather in the eastern part of the state. A couple games delayed there.
Yeah, we're tired of that already, aren't we? Brueggemann in motion. That'll give them Twins to the left side, option to the right side. McNitt wants to keep it. He'll tuck it up on the hash mark, get to the 40-yard line, dive forward to about the 41. Grand Island's Salvador Sabalas, did I see that, or 76 maybe, Tamayo over there making the tackle, but McNitt with a nice little run, he's going to pick up about 6 yards, it'll be second down and 4.
Great block on the outside that time by Tony Jennings, taking out Sam Foltz. Foltz is flying and McNitt, and he just said, boom, ran into a wall there.
You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Split out wide to the right is Trey Anderson, but all the passes tonight are going to Nate Stevens, including the one that was intercepted on their last possession. McNitt back to pass, trying to set up a screen, does, drops it to Schreiner, comes to the 45, 50, into Grand Island territory to the 45-yard line. But how about Coleman Westerby just lighting up one of the Bearcats that was trying to block?
Doug, we got a player down for Grand Island. He lost his helmet, and he's really slow to get up, and that's number 2, Bobsberger. What a blow for that team would be if he had to come out of the ball game.
Well, that screen pass is going to be the longest pass completion of the night for Kearney High. It goes for 14 yards. Their first down of the second quarter, Tony, comes at the 4-minute mark. And now with the injury, they stop it at 3:50 and now wind it again. 22-7 Grand Island. Three touchdowns and a field goal, I should say. Two short running touchdowns by Fife, a 73-yard touchdown pass on the second play of the game, a 26-yard field goal. Bearcats now put it in the I formation. One of the few times they've done that, McNitt turns, hands it off to the I back. There's some running room, 40, 39, 38-yard line for Schreiner.
and that's his best run so far.
Good job that time. Nice hole for him to get his speed built up and get up the field. You got to be thinking here with 3 minutes to go. Another 8, 10 yards for sure would be within Lindsey's range to kick a field goal here with 3 minutes left, though, and the clock continuing to run.
It's going to be a gain of 8. Second down and 2 at the 38-yard line. So if Kearney has something in their bag of tricks, you might see it here, even though they're lined up in the I formation pro set here. And they will turn and hand it off, and nowhere to go. Schreiner's going to lose yardage back to the 40-yard line, a loss of 2. He had no chance, took one step and was immediately hit. It'll be third down and 4.
Yeah, I don't know if they sent a linebacker on that side, but there were just two white jerseys, looked like, came through untouched. He had nowhere to go. But now you're backed up a third, and you got to decide, are you going to throw the football here?
Bearcat fans trying to make a little bit of noise as they're getting ready for halftime. Third down and 4. McNitt will be in the shotgun, the ball at the Islander 40-yard line. Brueggemann in motion. Now goes back to where he came from, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach Brandon Cool didn't like anything he saw there, so the Bearcats will call their first timeout of the ball game. 2:09 to go here in the first half. Grand Island, the second-ranked team of the state, leading sixth-ranked Kearney 22-7. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. 2:09 to go in the first half. Grand Island 22 and Kearney 7. It is third down and 4 for the Bearcats at the Grand Island 40-yard line coming out of this timeout. We'll have some scores for you at halftime. So stay with us for all of those. Give you the first half stats and more. So we're ready to go out of the timeout. Brueggemann comes into the slot left side. McNitt fakes the handoff. He's under some pressure. He is going to be hit, and he is going to be sacked. Coming through untouched was Coleman Westerby, and McNitt never had a chance.
Well, that time when they took the timeout, Westerby was going there. They said, heck, send him again, and that's exactly what they did. He had no time at all. He turned around, and there was Westerby right in his back pocket. Big play for the Islanders, turn this ball over, and then you get that big play offense on the field. You get some shots down the field, I would imagine.
That's our first sack of the ball game, and it's a loss of 10 all the way back to the 50. It was second and 2 at the 38, and now they end up with fourth and 15 back at the 50. And Lindsey to punt it away with a minute and a half to go. And the kick is away, and it's a low-line drive kick that's going to get some roll. It hits one of the Islanders in the back. The ball's loose. Kearney has it. Kearney covers the football with Daniel Benavides at the 20-yard line of the Islanders, and that's the break Kearney High needed, and that is one of those things that you, if you're an Islander fan, you're going, oh, it's been a perfect half, and now Kearney's going to get a chance from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Bombsberger can't believe it. He falls on top of Benavides, but you're right. The ball just jets off an Islander. He's going down trying to make a block and get things turned around. But the punt, an end-over-end, never got very high off the ground, kind of a line drive shot right in the middle of his back, and Benavides right there to fall on it.
A minute 21 to go in the first half, and Kearney High now from the 21. Turn, handoff Schreiner, and he's going to be tripped up at the 20. There's nothing going in this Bearcat run game. Well, there's really nothing going in either run game outside of the quarterbacks. A gain of 1.
I believe number 8 was the first man there, and Dobranvani.
It'll be second down and 9. The Bearcats have 2 timeouts, but they're huddling up. McNitt's actually over at the sideline, a minute to go. You may see one crack at the end zone and more than pleased to kick a field goal here, which I'm a little surprised about. You're at the 20-yard line. You're down 15, but that's why he's one of the top coaches in the state. You never know what he's going to do here. As they put McNitt in the shotgun, Brueggemann in motion to the right side, gives them twins to that. Lone man to the left. They give it to Schreiner on a run around the right side, and he doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage.
bolt flying up there just drills him. He goes nowhere.
So the clock continues to tick. 28-27. I would imagine the Bearcats will burn their second time out here. They're playing very conservatively after recovering that fumble punt.
Yeah, obviously here well within Lindsey's range. So I think right here he's sending the play in. What are you doing now? We've got problems, don't we?
Well, now they're going to call a timeout, and they will let the clock run all the way down to 10 seconds. Now you're in a little bit of danger of not getting a timeout called to get your field goal unit in. But Kearney High will take the timeout. We'll take one with them. 10 seconds to go first half. Grand Island 22, Kearney 7. We're back after this.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Back here at Foster Field, big thank you to Athletic Director Mark Armstrong, of course to Rich Broderson and the folks at UNK, and to all our fine sponsors. As the ball is now on the right hash at the 20-yard line, the Bearcats got the fumbled punt recovery with a minute 21 to go. They've run two plays and now called their second timeout. There's 10 seconds to go. Two Derek Schreiner runs have amounted for 1 yard and no yard. So let's see what the Bearcats do here. This is probably the great fade pattern, but let's find out. In the shotgun with Schreiner to his left. McNitt is going to roll to his left. Rolling, going to throw underneath. It's complete at the 7, the 6, the 5. They're going to say that he stepped out of bounds at the 7-yard line. Spencer Lindsey with 5 seconds.
Boy,
that's not enough time to run a play, so you're either going to go for the end zone, take your chance, or you kick the field goal here. It is a 13-yard completion for a first down to Lindsey, who thought maybe he had tight-roped into the end zone. Now what do the Bearcats do? You're really taking a gamble here to run a play. It can be nothing more than a quick pass to the end zone. And Brandon Cool sends Luke McNitt out there, so it looks like they're going to run a play here, Tony. This is a huge, huge play in this football game. 5 seconds to go before the half. First and goal at the 7 in Grand Island is going to call a timeout here, which might actually help the Bearcats, but I know Coach Jeff Tomlin wants to make sure he's probably only got 2 or 3 plays that he thinks that the Bearcats are going to run. Let's isolate on those. But very strange, Tony, the Bearcats have put themselves in a position that they didn't need to be in with the clock right now.
You're exactly right. I don't know. I think you're pretty limited. You take a shot at a slam pass with one, you know, and trying to stop the clock. If it's incomplete with 1 or 2 seconds, it's either a touchdown or the clock stops.
Well, I think they've just trotted Spencer Lindsey out there.
Okay, you're right.
That'll be a 24-yard field goal attempt. But Kearney let a whole lot of time run out before they called that timeout. They could have had 30 seconds left, and they let it run down to 10. So Kearney's going to at least try and get 3 points out of this turnover, a gift on that line drive punt that went off the back of an Islander. You can't even really call it a fumble. That's just kind of the way the old ball bounced. It's going to be a 24-yard attempt. The holder is Nate Stevens. It's on the left hash. Snap down. Kick is on the way. Lindsey didn't get all of that one. He missed it.
Oh, he roughed him, though, and Lindsey's down.
There is a penalty flag, and I think Lindsey's okay. He's just maybe more embarrassed that he missed it. Roughing the kicker, there's no time left. That's half the distance, so you're not going to be close enough to try and run a play from the 3.5-yard line, but it does give Kearney another opportunity. That's the first penalty of the ball game on Grand Island.
Well, now Coach Cool and got two assistant coaches. Like, he's wondering what he's going to do.
Well, he's got another timeout. There's no time left. So, again, this is probably the first time I've ever seen this in all the years I've been calling football. We had an untimed down to end the first quarter. We're going to have an untimed down here to end the second quarter. And I think they're trying to decide where that ball will be marked. And maybe off a penalty they can move it to the middle of the field for Spencer Lindsey and his field goal attempt. Maybe they want to keep it on the hash. Nonetheless, it's going to be a 4-yard penalty. Oh, heck, are they going to decline it?
Well, I don't know why you would decline it.
The ball's at the 7-yard line. I guess Brandon Cool's not worried. That's the weirdest thing I've seen in a while. So, again, it's going to be a 24-yard field goal attempt from the exact same spot. And the second chance for Lindsay, this kick is a lot better, and it is up, and it is good. So on the second opportunity, Lindsay hits the 24-yard field goal. I just think that once you get on the hashes, that angle is a lot worse. They talk about that so much in college football, but that angle is a lot worse. And remember, you're playing on college goalposts here. You're not playing on high school goalposts. So they send Lindsay out there, and he hits the second one. So we are at halftime, unbeaten second-ranked Grand Island, leading unbeaten sixth-ranked Kearney at the half by a score of 22-10. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats. We'll run down scores from around the area and a whole lot more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports. And it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolly and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at dinsdaleauto.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to Foster Field here in Kearney. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, where it is halftime and time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, Grand Island 22 and Kearney 10. A ton of people are here, not just as fans, but covering the football game. And, Tony, Grand Island has to like where they're at right now. They had an unfortunate break here to give up those 3 points to Kearney on that last field goal, but they've done almost everything right so far.
You take that unfortunate break out of the equation and Bombsberger dropping a touchdown out of the equation, that would have been a perfect first half for Grand Island, really. I mean, if you look at things, two times things could have went their way a little differently.
Well, but on the Bombsberger thing, they ended up scoring on that drive anyway, so.
Okay. Fair enough. It would have been a more sensational play the way they scored instead of having Fife walk in. It had really been Riker Fife all first half long. You know, we heard perfect passing night, and we joked with Coach Tomlin about, I talked to Steve Young earlier in the week, it says 142.8, a perfect passer rating earlier in the week. But you know what? You do that against Omaha Bryans, one thing. We do it against the Bearcat defense. These are perfectly well-thrown passes. I mean, I'm saying there's hands up all over the place. There's, you know, there's people in the way, and all of a sudden just an absolute rocket, a strike. It would be fun, I think, to have Riker Fife continue his college career, and I'm sure that he wants to entertain a Division I scholarship. But, boy, why not run the Loper offense and let him fire the ball around this Foster field? That would be fun because this kid has been on the money, and I know UNK coaches would love to have him come down here and put on the cleats for them. But what a fine performance it's been all year and again through the first half tonight.
Well, if I bring up the scores here real quick, or the yardage of 562 yards rushing on the ground and through the air, he had 123 yards in the first quarter of play, and it looks like here in the second quarter of play, 38, so he's got about 161 yards passing, 62 yards rushing. The rest of the team has 17 yards.
Well, I guess if you're going to make one man beat you, that's what they're trying to do. Well, he's doing it. He's been all over the place. Good for him. And you know what? Once again, we've heard all along the first 2 weeks of the season all the great things about him. You know, can he do it again versus this Bearcat defense? He's done it for a half, and Grand Island hasn't been in this position in the last 10 years, up 22-10, and they're doing it tonight.
Well, let's go to the Valentino's hotline. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Stop in and see him this weekend to take care of all your chow needs. Aurora 14, Adams Central 7 as they go to the half. Grand Island Central Catholic 6, Centennial 6 at halftime. Burwell 29, Palmer 6. That is also at halftime. Let's take a look at some other scores that we have for you from around the state of Nebraska. Hastings at last check, leading Holdridge at the half by a score of 13-0. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Blue Hill 28-7. Kearney Catholic leading North Platte St. Pat late in the second quarter by a score of 10-7. Kennesaw 22 and BDS, Bruning Davenport Shickley 6. They're close to halftime in that ball game as well. And Sterling leading Lawrence Nelson at the half 44-0. Bertrand leading Arapaho 6-0. 5 minutes to go in the half. Sargent has been all over Ansley. And the last check we had was Pleasanton and Loomis were 8-8 in the middle of the second quarter. So most games around the area should be about where we're at, halftime. And that's where we're at here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPrep.com or KKPR.com. We'll take a break and be back with more from Foster Field right after this timeout.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, the Kearney High marching band has started to wrap up their halftime show. They always do a great job as well. And, folks, we want to remind you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report that we'll see the Kearney Bearcat volleyball team on Tuesday night as they host Grand Island Northwest, the number one team in Class B after beating Lincoln Pius the 10th last week. Kearney had a nice win over Hastings. Coach Owen said he didn't play all that well, and they really, on the scoreboard, took care of Hastings quite handily. So Northwest and Kearney at approximately 7:30 is the varsity time Tuesday night. Then our Thursday volleyball, we're going to head on over to Overton to watch a little volleyball with a couple of teams that have got off to good starts. Elm Creek, Wilcox, Hildreth, and Overton at a triangular on a Thursday. Our Friday night football game, still a little up in the air for next week. We know ESPN 1460 will have Cambridge and Kearney Catholic, kind of leaning towards maybe going to see an eight-man game with Pleasanton and SEM, but we'll see how things shake out tonight. Across the listening area. And don't forget, after the program or after the football game tonight, it is the Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by Five Points Bank. Josh Sheldon and the entire crew back at the studio keeping you up to date, talking to some of the coaches, having wraps from all the radio games tonight and giving you scores from across the state of Nebraska. And also tomorrow, Tony, I know we've got all the football going on, but if you're a volleyball fan, Kearney High and Grand Island playing in the Millard North Volleyball Tournament. The pool play is going on at this time, and then they get going with the tournament tomorrow at 9 a.m. Just down the road here at Kearney Catholic, you've got four state-rated teams coming in for the Kearney Catholic Invitational. Ord will play Heartland. Hastings St. Cecilia will play Gibbon at the 10 a.m. games. Then Kearney Catholic will play Sutton, and Concordia will play Ravenna in the 11:15 games. St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, Ord, and Concordia are all rated. And the championship scheduled to go at 4 o'clock. And Grand Island Central Catholic's volleyball invite is tomorrow. Central Catholic, Lexington, Omaha Mercy in Pool 1, Northwest, Aurora, and Elkhorn South in Pool 2. And I know a lot of folks are hoping it's Northwest and Central Catholic. That's always fun when those two powerhouses get together. But if you're a volleyball fan, that's going on. Of course, right over here at UNK, the Fall Classic is going on there. Fall Classic of Quality Hotels going on over at Hastings. So college volleyball, football teams are both home. UNK hosting Northeastern State of Oklahoma tomorrow at 12 noon here at Foster Field. Hastings is having their season opener against Dort at 1. And, of course, the Huskers in Fresno State, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock pregame on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
I'll just say one quick note about volleyball. You're going to Overton this week from running into Jay Stare yesterday, actually. I don't know, but I heard that the officials last night in Overton were the prettiest and nicest ladies in all of the area.
So your mom's still doing volleyball, huh?
Yes, she is. Still repping a little volleyball.
We are at halftime here at Foster Field, Grand Island 22 and Kearney High 10. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers of our football game, and we will start with Kearney High. Derek Schreiner, 6 carries, 11 yards, and a 2-yard touchdown run. Caden Brueggemann, 1 carry, 0 yards. Pierce Wright, 2 carries, 1 yard. Luke McNett, 7 carries, 49 yards. 16 rushing attempts, 61 yards unofficially for Kearney High. Through the air, we commented on this last week, the game we did with St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. The quarterbacks had somebody catching the ball every time. Well, so's McNitt. 6 of them to his guys and 1 to the other guy. And 6 of 7 for McNitt. No touchdowns, 1 interception, 52 yards passing, 61 yards on the ground, 113 yards of total offense for Kearney. I have him for 5 first downs in this football game. But as you'll see from Grand Island, Luke McNitt, with a majority of these yards, he's got 101 of their 113 yards so far in the ball game. Schreiner has not been near what we thought they might need out of him in this contest, even though he has the touchdown. 2 penalties for 20 yards in the football game, 3 punts for an average of 32 yards, 1 turnover, that was an interception that Grand Island turned into points, Will Bombsberger picking it off at the Islander 49-yard line. So Kearney, 113 yards in the first half, 61 on the ground, 52 in the air, 2 penalties for 20 yards, 1 turnover, 3 punts so far for the Bearcats. For Grand Island, we'll take a look at their numbers after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meats, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest variety at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
And we're back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, looking at the first half numbers now for Grand Island. Justin English, 2 carries for 8 yards. Dylan Urias, 1 carry, 9 yards. Riker, 5, 12 carries, 62 yards. And 2 touchdowns in the football game. Let's update that. 13 carries, 64 yards. And the 2-yard touchdown runs for 5. So that's 16 carries for 81 yards on the ground for Grand Island, and 13 of those coming from Riker Fife. Through the air, Fife has put it up 15 times. He's completed 9 of them, no interceptions, and 1 touchdown on the second play of the game, a 73-yard flea flicker that he hooked up with on Sam Fultz, and he has thrown some BBs tonight, some really good hard slant patterns with good defensive coverage by the Bearcats. So 9 out of 15, 151 yards passing, 81 yards on the ground. That is 232 yards of total offense. Now, 73 of that came on one play, but still, that's a good first half of football for Grand Island. I've got them for 12 first downs, one punt, 37 yards, one turnover. The fumble was a line drive punt by Spencer Lindsay that hit the back of one of the blockers, and it bounced around, and Daniel Benavides was able to cover it there with a minute 21 to go in the first half, and Kearney was able to tack on that field goal. And officially, no penalties on Grand Island because Kearney declined the roughing the kicker penalty, so they would have a better angle on that last-second field goal. So 232 yards for Grand Island, Tony. Kearney, 113.
Yeah, Doug, and if you go back to the first half and you go back to the big play, boom, right off the bat, Kearney came back and right back at them. Then it's been all Islanders since then, really. You can break this game down a lot of ways, but still, it's been Riker 5 and more Riker 5. He's done it through the air. He's done it on the ground. The kid can do it all. We heard that coming in. That's what it's been. And offensively, Kearney's going to have to get some things going. You mentioned their total, 62 passing yards, 6 of 7 passing. You know, I said after the first half, this isn't a big play passing. They're not trying to complete 35, 48 yarders. You look down at their average yards to catch 8.3, 6.7, 13, 13.8. They're not that big play potential team that Grand Island is. So they need to come down here and establish a drive. If you just joined us, you see 22-10, you're thinking, how in the world does a score get like that? Well, there have been two missed extra points. So you get the three touchdowns, you tack an extra point, and then they kick the field goal.
Here's how your scoring breakdown did occur in the first half. Grand Island got the ball, and the kickoff sailed through the end zone, so they started at their 20-yard line. The first play was a design pass, but Riker 5 had to tuck it up and run. Got 7 yards, then they ran that flea flicker and a 73-yard pass from 5 to Sam Bolt. And Sam Carey made the kick, so 11:05 to go in the first quarter. It was 7-0. Then Kearney, after the kickoff went out of bounds, went 7 plays, 65 yards, 2-yard run by Derek Schreiner. It was set up by a 39-yard run by Luke McNitt that took it down inside the 10-yard line. Spencer Lindsay added the kick, so each team had it once, and it was 7-7 with 8:40 to go. Then each team punted the football. But the third time that the Islanders got it, Riker 5 capped off a 76-yard drive with a 2-yard touchdown run. The extra point was wide to the left, and so that made it 13-7. That's how the first quarter ended. Then a 26-yard field goal from Brendan Wentling made it 16-7 with 10:05 to go in the second quarter. Will Bomsberger picks off Luke McNitt for the only Kearney turnover at the 49-yard line of the Islanders. They go 51 yards, and then it is a 2-yard run by Fife with 4:51 to go. The kick is wide right. That made it 22-7. Then on the fumbled punt at the 20-yard line, Kearney ends up making a 24-yard field goal on the final play, and that gets us to 22-10. Grand Island leading Kearney at the half. Kearney will get the ball first to start the second half, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
With our producer, Stacy Johns, who does an outstanding job for this together crew that we have here, Tony Davis, Doug Duda with you at Foster Field. Well, we're ready for the second half. We said Grand Island had to get off to a good start this football game. They did. Now Kearney's got to get off to a good start in the third quarter, Tony, to stay competitive in this football game, because the way it's going, I don't imagine that the Islanders are going to get shut out in the second half.
No, you're exactly right. They need to control the ball and move the thing down the field, move the chains, move the clock. That's what they want to do to stay in this ballgame.
So, ready to boot it away. The Islanders will be going from our left to right or north to south, and the ball is in the air. And it looks like it is going to be fielded at the 2-yard line. There's King again on the left side. They put him in the corner every time. 10, 15 out to the 20, and he's going to be rolled up there. There's no doubt that that's what Crane Island wants to do. The tackle is made by Cornelius. They want to kick the ball to King, and they want it in that corner.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Good directional kicking that time. If you can't get to the end zone, let him field it at the 3-2-3-yard line and bring it out, and we'll pin him against that sideline.
So the Bearcats come out over the ball at the 20-yard line. Most of the snaps have been out of the shotgun tonight. A couple of times you've seen McNitt line up in the eye. Everything's been out of the shotgun for Grand Island. Now McNitt, everybody making some changes here. A little switch of his running back from his left to right, Schreiner. And it's going to be a fake dive. McNitt's going to keep it. There's nobody blocking, and he makes it across the 25 to the 27. I don't want to say nobody blocking, but I think there was some miscommunication there with his running back. And McNitt had a pretty good hole for nobody lead blocking, and he's going to get out for about an 8-yard gain. It's going to be second down, and we'll call it, well, maybe a 9-yard gain, second down and one.
Yeah, it was like everybody stood up, and it was just kind of a slow developing deal, and then McNitt found the hole. So good play for the Bearcats to get things started here.
Northwest leading Seward late second, 18-14. Hastings 19-0 over Holdridge early third. Second down, we'll call it a long one. And out of the shotgun, McNitt back to pass. He hasn't went deep much tonight. He looks deep, decides not to throw. Now he's going to tuck it up, decides to run, makes one man miss across the 30, has the first down. I think he really wanted to go deep that time to his favorite receiver tonight, Nate Stevens, and decided not to take the chance.
Yeah, I think he had him down there, and he thought they're going to close so fast on him. I don't think I get a chance to fit the ball in there, taking a real perfect pass. So let's tuck it up, get this first down, and move the chains.
McNitt's going to pick it up by a 5-yard gain. He's got 63 yards now in the ball game. Take it up just shy of the 35. We'll say it's at the 34-yard line. Last time McNitt aired it out, it got picked off. In fact, the only time he's really aired it out tonight, and it was a good pass, just too much speed over there from Bombsberger, and he won the jump ball for it. First down and 10 for Kearney. Opening drive here the second half. Grand Island's up 22-10. Quarterback draw all the way, trying to find some room off the right side. This time with Grand Island's a little bit more up to the challenge, a gain of a couple up to about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, right there, Cornelius, one of the first men, Westerby, one of the first men there in white for the Islanders. Yeah, they tried to let that play develop, very slow developing play, and look for a seam and just didn't have one. They'll take 3 or 4 yards. I mean, don't get me wrong.
McNitt has to be in shape. He runs over to get the play every time. He's playing both sides of the ball. It's second down. We'll call it 7 yards to go here. Ball at the 37-yard line. Bearcats on their own side of the field. As they'll send Lindsay in motion, and the snap hit Lindsay. But there are flags before the play develops, and that's lucky for Kearney.
Yeah.
That would have been a disaster. It's going to be motion on the Bearcats, the third penalty of the night.
I think that's Nick Wentz, number 52, with the football, and he was standing about the 10-yard line when he picked it up.
At the end of the third quarter, Ravenna 27, Ord nothing. Ord's been playing some good football the first 2 weeks, and Ravenna trying to get some revenge from their upset last year. Ravenna leading 27-0 into the third. They are motoring along over in Ravenna. Probably not throwing the ball much, Tom.
Yeah, I don't think, not an expansive playbook. For the Blue Jays, but nonetheless, they've been effective and went deep into the playoffs a few years here in a row. I think one of the bigger scores tonight, everybody expected Aurora, and Adams Central was a team, an up-and-coming team, but 14-7 at the half.
Second and 11 now after the penalty, and McNitt's going to bring it around the left edge, get to the 35, the 36, up to the 37, just about gets all 5 yards back from the penalty, and it'll be third down and 7 yards to go here for the Kearney Bearcats. 22-10, Grand Island, 9:40 to go here in the third quarter of play.
Yeah, good stiff arm that time by McNitt, but Fulton, having none of it, ran right through it, wrapped him up, and brought him down. Good tackle on the outside of that play. Fulton coming all the way across the field to make that tackle.
This is where the Bearcats have had a little bit of problem, third and long, where you know that they're supposedly going to throw the football, trips to the near side of the field. Now they'll put Lindsay in motion to the right side. And McNitt's going to roll to his right. Schreiner blocking. Sets to throw. Throws deep. It's going to be underthrown. And it is almost caught by Caden Brueggemann in triple coverage. I think Brueggemann, when he turned around, he said, I'm going to have to knock this one down. And then all of a sudden it found its way into his hands and he couldn't grab it. And it's going to be a punting situation.
Yeah, and that's the one Brueggemann's got his head hanging a little bit right now, saying, boy, I could have caught that pass. But you're right, there were three white jerseys all around him, and he went up, and all of a sudden none of them got to the ball, and he found it right in his arms.
So it's going to be a punting situation here again for Lindsay. He's punted three times, hasn't really caught a good one yet. And this time, I think intentionally trying to pooch punt it, fair catch called for, and it's taken at the 29-yard line. So a 34-yard punt, but there are no returns, and I think maybe that's the point here, Tony. They've decided to try and pooch these punts instead of bomb a 45-yarder and let that speed take off for Grand Island.
Yeah, you're used to seeing here at Kearney High, you know, really good punters, and the ball's booming, spiraling kicks through the air of 50, 55 yards and just rocket punts. That's not Spencer Lindsay. Yeah, he can kick the ball well off the turf, off the ground for field goals and kickoffs, but you know, punting's not a real strength at this point in the season for the Bearcats.
Grand Island has it now for the first time in the second half, leading 22-10. First and 10 at their own 29-yard line. New formation here with two running backs in the backfield, trying to block for Riker Fife, and shooting through there and making the tackle is Caleb Lundgren. But Fife picks up 3 yards on the play. That's all you need, three every time. We're going to move the chains, maybe 3.5, but second down and 7.
Well, Lunger's momentum that time carries him around Fife, and he grabs him about the hip and flies all the way down to his ankles finally before he wraps him up and takes his legs out from under him.
That was the first time we'd seen that formation tonight as well, but thought he could find somebody to block for him, and I think they just kind of ended up more in his way than anything. So now they go back to the empty backfield with Fife in the shotgun on second down and 7. Looks to throw, slant pattern again, caught at the 40-yard line. Then the ball came loose. And they're going to say it is incomplete.
Well, I think that's lucky, probably more for the officials than anybody, because he threw a low ball. Both the receiver and the defender went down to get it. Then the ball flipped up in the air, and a Bearcat had an opportunity for an interception. I believe it was Trey Anderson that had an opportunity for an interception, but he couldn't come up with it, and the ball fell harmlessly to the ground. So
that would have been a good one to see on replay, because it looked like he caught it, went down to his knee, and then the ball came flying out of there. So it may have been a catch, and then he lost it when he rolled through. Nonetheless, third down and 7 at the 32, Fife back to pass, looking short. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to run, pump fake, 35-40, first down. And he's got the first down to move the chains. And we saw this last week with the hamburger kid at Hastings St. Cecilia converting third all the time. And a nice run to near the 45-yard line, a gain of 13 on the play for Riker Fife on a design pass.
Nice crackback block by Justin English down the field on Caden Brueggemann, who's down right now on the sidelines, I think number 4 for the Bearcats. Never, ever saw English coming and just, boom, blew him up.
Mark it at the 47, a gain of 15 for Fife, and it'll be first down and 10. 3 yards short of midfield here for the Islanders. Trips to the right, twins to the left. Fiber out of the shotgun, and now we've got a penalty flag coming out for illegal procedure. Looked like maybe the center forgot to count on that one. There was a lot of movement. And that will be the first penalty accepted of the ball game against Grand Island. So Coach Tom will have to be happy with that.
Like Fulton saying, you get that on me? He goes over to the official, and he nodded his head thinking, yeah, I might have gotten away. And then when he jumped, Bearcat line came across. So pretty easy call for the officials.
Another big score, an 85-yard run for St. Cecilia. They lead Blue Hill 35-7. Adams Central, early in the third, has knotted up Aurora 14-14. Adams Central scored right before half and early in the third, so it's 14-14 Adams Central
momentum.
And Aurora. First down and 15 here for Grand Island. They lead Kearney 22-10, 8:14 to go in the third quarter of play. Coming into the slot is going to be English. And back to pass, looking left on a little inside screen, complete, 50-45, breaks a tackle, and gets close to the 40-yard line. They'll dump him down at the Kearney 42-yard line, and that is Jacob Cornelius, who has had himself a pretty good ball game so far tonight.
Look, there are three blue jerseys fire through on the right side of that line, right where he's throwing it. They get too deep, boom, underneath, perfectly well-thrown pass again by Fife.
They're going to gain 16. They needed 15. That's enough for the first down. That's the play made popular by Florida, that wide receiver screen. And it works that time. It's worked a couple of times for Riker Fight. First and 10 at the Bearcat, 42, leading by 12, 22-10. Fake the handoff, back to pass. Wants to throw over the middle, wide open is Fultz, 35, 30, 25, and brought down at the 23-yard line. 19 more for the Islanders.
You know, when you're saying strikes, and imagine the strike zone, folks, it's not on the outer inside edge or outside edge, high or low. These strikes are right down the middle. I mean, boom, every time by Fife.
Well, Sargent laying the wood to Ansley tonight, 65 to nothing, as they're just going to do to every team they play this year. Right here, though, we are seeing a clinic put on by Riker Fife against the best team that they have played so far in 3 weeks. First and 10, ball at the 24-yard line of the Bearcats. 7:20 to go, third quarter, 22-10. And Fife wants to keep it again, and this time he's breaking one tackle, two tackles. Finally, Schreiner says, you're not going anywhere, and brings him down for no gain. But that time, the running backs, I think, are getting a little bored, Tony. You never see that. But one time that he actually put it in the belly of his running back who wanted it, Fife just ripped it back out of there.
You're right, and that time, had he handed off the running back, the defense for the Bearcats just swallowed him up. He would have went nowhere. But Fife was enough. You know, that's just football sense. Been around the game. Of course, his dad, Monty, the coach for the Islanders. Been around the game a lot. Grew up kind of a gym rat.
Central Catholic 13, Centennial 9, late third on the Valentino scoreboard. Here it is, second down and 10, rolling to his right, five. Quick little pattern. Throws it for a five-yard gain to Fultz. Lindsay's right there to make the tackle. Down at the 19-yard line. It's going to be third down and 5 yards to go.
Trey Anderson blasts Fife again. But once again, it's just a split second too late. He gets the ball out so quick and just on a rope out there, there's nothing the Bearcats can do about it.
And Fife's a big guy, 6'5", 200, and looks like we've got a player slow to get up over there and not getting up at all. And maybe that's our wide receiver still down over there on the Kearney sideline, but it's a Grand Island player, and looks like a cramp is all. They're going to that leg right now, Tony. 6:17 to go here in the third quarter, 22-10. Grand Island, a 73-yard touchdown pass on the second play of the game from Riker Fife to Sam Fultz. Two 2-yard touchdown runs by Fife and a 26-yard Brendan Wentling field goal. Kearney has a 24-yard Spencer Lindsay field goal and a 2-yard run by Derek Schreiner. And Sam Fultz cramped up. Now he's trying to jog off the field under his own power.
You know, even the pass over the middle there, Doug, you know, the receiver's wide open because the pass is perfectly thrown. If the pass is behind him at all, the defender's right. I mean, he's got one step on the guy. You know, Bob Jensen says all the time, if you give a quarterback time to throw, you can't cover him in high school. It's just very difficult to do, especially if you got a quarterback like Fife. It's almost impossible.
Lincoln Northeast beat Lincoln North Star today, 21-18. Here it's third and five, Islanders at the Bearcat 19-yard line. They'll send English in motion right to left. The snap goes to English around the left side. He slips through one tackle, still on his feet, and the tackle is going to be made, but too late it looks like, Tony.
Yeah, it's the first down, and Schreiner was the one that brought him down, but right again, the chains will move in the Islanders' favor.
Real slippery, got him down to about the 12-yard line, it looks like, where they're going to mark it. So a 7-yard carry, only the third time that English has carried the football here tonight. First and 10 at the 12-yard line. Fife out of the empty backfield now. Calls the count, takes the snap, wants to throw, rolls to his right, under pressure. He is going to be hit, and he is going to be dropped for the first time tonight behind the line of scrimmage back at the 14-15-yard line. That's the Bearcat defense's first sack of the night.
Benavides was the one that brought him down, but he escaped. The pocket collapsed from behind him. He shot up the middle, was able to escape before Benavides got him. That could have been a real big loss, ended up resulting in just a short loss, relatively speaking.
Second and 13 at the Bearcat 15. 22-10 Grand Island, 5:20 and counting to go here in the third quarter of play on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Again, empty backfield for Fife. He wants to throw. Going to go over the middle for his tight end. Caught, touchdown, Sam Foltz. Grand Island is looking good tonight. They go to 3-0 and break this 10-year hex to the Kearney Bearcats. Simple little pop pass right over the middle, just floated it over the linebackers, and Sam Foltz hauls it in from 15 yards out, his second touchdown reception.
Look, it's impressive because if he throws it over him any higher, the ball's out the back of the end zone. If he throws it short, it's in the linebacker. If he fits it right into a little hole, shows nice touch on that ball, Riker Fife again.
Now the extra point, they've had some problems with him, but this one is drilled, and it is good. And knocking it through this time is going to be Wentling. So with 5:05 to go in the third quarter, Grand Island 29, Kearney 10. We're back in a minute.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months, or up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. For Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Ready to kick it away. The Bearcats will field this one at the one-yard line. Trey Anderson's going to try and bring it to the right 10. Breaks a tackle 15, but the Islanders are there and bring him down well short of the 20-yard line and around the 16. And Westerby is going to be a little slow to get up. And again, maybe a cramp again, but Westerby is down at around the 11-yard line.
I guess that's what you hope it is. That's what you hope it is, Doug, when you see somebody go down like that.
And again, yeah,
that's what
anytime
doing.
You see that leg come up, then that's what you're looking at, cramp. But again, for the weather that we've had, it's amazing the cramps we've seen the last two or three weeks. But folks just maybe haven't had to work out in that hot weather so much, so they're overexerting themselves in the football game. 4:57 to go, 29-10, third quarter, Grand Island with the lead.
Well, you got to remember, it's not like these starters from Grand Island have saw four quarters of action in the first two games. They didn't play four quarters last week because of the weather, but they've been dominating teams early on here.
Let's go to the Valentino scoreboard, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Lincoln Southwest leading Lincoln East 14-0. Adams Central and Aurora 14-14 early third. Hastings 26-0 over Holdridge at the end of the third quarter of play. York's up 14-0. They got a win under Glenn Snodgrass last week to break a long losing streak. They could go 2-1. Grand Island Central Catholic late third, leading Centennial 13-9. 35-7, St. Cecilia mid-third, leading Blue Hill at last check. Kearney Catholic and St. Pat's are tied at halftime, 10-10. Kennesaw 28, Bruning Davenport Shickley 6 in the third quarter of play.
You get that Stewart Northwest. Northwest leads them 18-14 in the second.
We're ready to go again now. First and 10 Bearcats at their own 16-yard line. And McNiff going to keep it himself around the left side, and he is going to get out to the 20-yard line. And that's about it as he was ankle-tackled there. Trying to find the mismatch right now are the Bearcats. And McNiff looks like he's going to keep the football. And again, Tony, one of the key injuries tonight, family physical therapy, with our injury report was too. A running back, obviously, from Kearney High.
Yeah, Josh Smith down with a back injury, not in the ball game tonight, so takes away one of the weapons. And, yeah, not a blazing speed guy, but he would drop a shoulder, and they really like Josh.
I've got McNitt with 75 yards rushing, Fife with 79, but the difference is through the air right now. McNitt's going to run it to his right. Schreiner puts a block out there for him, but he is being stretched out, and he gets it all the way to the sideline, 25-30. It's still alive, 35, and now they say that he stepped out of bounds. Woo-hoo, McNitt was close to taking it all the way because everybody thought he was out of bounds, and indeed he was at one point. So he's going to be pushed out at the 32-yard line.
I think a good job by the officials because he was tight-roping that sideline. English was ready to come over And I don't think McNitt was going to cut back across the field and English was going to unload. And I don't think, the junior quarterback could see him for sure coming across the field. But whistles are blowing. Everybody slowed up.
It's going to be a 12-yard gain on the play for the Bearcats and move it up to the 32-yard line. But not only is Kearney having to play catch-up, they're having to do it with the long field here. They have not had great starting field position since that first quarter when they started at the 35 and the 41. And again,
Bolts is down.
We've got a injury, and Bolts is, this may not be a cramp. He's a little more hobbling as he gets over there, but we'll see if the Islanders will need him. He's got two touchdown receptions tonight. They lead it by 19 in a very comfortable position right now. Bearcats first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. McNitt looks like he wants to throw it this time as he rolls to his left. He's wide open. Did he keep his feet inbounds? Yes, he did. Out to the 43, 44-yard line. That's going to be another Bearcat first down. Two of the Islander defenders kind of bit on the same guy, and Lindsey just stopped and said, I'm right here. And McNitt throws it on the money, a 12-yarder. First down, Cat.
Yeah, Lindsey just found a little hole in that zone defense and said, hey, here I am, and just waited. Well-thrown pass by McNitt.
29-10 Grand Island, 3:59 to go third quarter. Bearcats started this drive at their own 16. McNitt, a little swing pass out into the flat, complete to Brueggemann. 45, got around one block to the 47-48. He'll be pushed out of bounds on the Islander sideline right around the 48-yard line. A short little four-yard dump-off pass. And five of McNitt's completions tonight have been for less than 10 yards. And you look at, as we talked with Brandon Cool in the pregame, that's the way it's kind of been all year long. 21 completions. And 208 yards, so less than 10 yards of completion. Usually you see a little bit more than that in any system, but they don't throw the ball deep. They're looking for yards after the catch. Trips to the left side now on second down and six. McNitt, well, the play is going to be blown dead. There's going to be a quarterback draw, but we've had some movement here, and it looks like the Bearcats are going to be backed up 5 yards.
Yeah, it'll be second and about 11, it looks like, for the Bearcats. And some of them, you can't shoot yourself with penalties when you're trying to pick up 4 or 5 yards. The penalty just kills your drive. Now you got two plays to pick up the much needed 11.5 yards, and it's tough for the Bearcats with the offensive way it's operating right now. Or maybe I should credit the Grand Island defense and how it's operating right now to pick up those 11.5 yards.
Fourth penalty on the Bearcats, but one of them was a delay of game that they intentionally took, and one was a pass interference call that was questionable. But second down and 11 for Kearney High at their own 43-yard line. McNitt back to pass. Going to be a screen pass to Schreiner. 45, gets by a man, 50, into the secondary. 45, 40, sprint down the right side, 30, down to the 25-yard line. The biggest pass play of the night for Kearney High. And again, it was a short little dump-off, but taken for 32 yards down to the Islander 25. 26 maybe is where they'll put it down.
Bombcoot Lewell is the one that brought him down, number 54 on the clear outside, though. Able to trip him up, and then two Islanders fall on him as he goes down, but might have been a touchdown-saving tackle.
So first and 10 at the Islander 26-yard line. The Bearcats started at their own 16, trailing 29-10, 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. Be interesting, by the way, if Kearney does score, what they do on the conversion. Out of the shotgun is McNitt. He's going to run option and keep it pickle. 25-20, 15, middle of the field. It's all on his own now. To the 10, to the 7, he'll be brought down. First and goal. That was the play that he had a 38-yard run on in the first quarter. And here he takes it from the 26 down to the 8-yard line. First and goal.
Yeah, Westerby limping a little bit, number 5 for the Islanders, as he comes back in here. Now he's down trying to stretch out his calf right on the goal line as the Bearcats huddle up. So official looks at him and says, you okay to go? And he says, yep, fine, let's go.
Now they're asking on the sideline if he wants to come out. That's probably who you want to run it at. Yeah, now they got to burn a timeout. Grand Island's going to burn a timeout here. I think they want to keep Westerby in the game, but they'll burn this defensive timeout, and we'll take one with them. 3:03 to go in the third quarter of play. Grand Island 29, Kearney 10, but the Bearcats have it first and goal at the Islander 8 when we come back on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns here on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. 3:03 to go, third quarter, Grand Island 29, Kearney 10, but the Bearcats have it first and goal at the Islander 8. And those cramps, Tony, I mean, you can play with a stinger or a bruise or something, but you can't just magically make that cramp disappear as Kearney comes over. Westerby still fighting with that cramp. Out of the shotgun is McNitt. He wants to throw it, and we've got flags first. Let's see what the official tells us here. I think that's on Grand Island, Tony, from where the flag is laying.
Well, the Bearcats are clapping.
Yeah, offsides on Grand Island, and that makes it a lot easier now for the Bearcats. First and goal at the 4, just the second penalty of the night on GI.
Doug, an interesting Fultz still down. It looked to be a cramp, but they're not stretching that out. Don't have the leg in the air like they're stretching out a muscle over there. That could be a big blow if he doesn't come back into the game.
Now the Bearcats trying to stay in it. First and goal at the Grand Island 4-yard line. McNitt out of the shotgun, Schreiner to his left. He'll take the snap, wants to throw. Some pressure. Throws it up for grabs. It's intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Grand Island's Justin English. And the Islanders could have been a play right there that breaks that 10-year losing streak to the Bearcats.
Well, Joe Garcia was putting pressure on McNitt. He threw it right before. McNitt disgusted. As he gets the sidelines, coach goes over there and says, with a pat on the helmet. McNitt knows it. He had to step up or just get rid of that ball at the back of the end zone because the pass was well underthrown. But it was number 7, Joe Garcia, from the outside linebacker spot, bearing down on McNitt, which made him release the ball earlier than he wanted to.
Well, he had time. He just tried to put too much touch on that football, and his man never had a chance to come back after that football. So well defended by the Islanders, and that's the second Kearney turnover of the night. Both of them on interceptions. As English gets that one. And now Grand Island's probably going to start running the football, and here on a little end-around sweep, they'll hand it off to Jaden Aiken for the first time tonight, and he's going to get a couple out to the 22.
Isaac Brown clips his legs out from under him. Not a very, very big kid at all, Aiken is. He's listed at 5'7", 155 pounds.
That's only the fifth carry from someone other than Riker Fife tonight for the Islanders.
Jackson Gannon goes to help him up, actually jerks him off the ground, kind of tosses him in the air a little bit.
He's listed at 5'7", 155. He's like a little Grigsby. Urias now in motion to the left side. Usually they always run it to where he's at, and he's in a roll but wants to pass. Fife comes set, some pressure from the backside, but it's lineman. They can't catch him. Now he wants to throw it. Might have been over the line of scrimmage. Throws it deep, and it's tipped and dropped at the 30-yard line, trying to get it to English. Good coverage by Caleb Lundgren, and they're going to flag him for being over the line of scrimmage on that pass, Tony.
Yeah, right in front of us. Good job recognizing that right away. But the flag is right where he let go of the ball, and you can see it's in front of him. That's going to be a loss of down.
Illegal forward pass should be the call here. He was definitely past the line of scrimmage when he threw that ball. Not a lot, half yard, a yard, maybe at the most. The ball's at the 22, but he was at the 22.5, and illegal forward pass is the call. Oh, and holding on Kearney. Okay. And the holding penalty, Tony, was thrown in midfield way away from where the pass was. That's a killer for Kearney right there. They get bailed out on the play, and it's just play it over. It'll be second down and 8 again at the 22. I did not see the holding call.
But you're right, the flag is laying about the 45-yard line, right? It's dead in the middle of the field.
And the pass was right on the right sideline, on the Kearney sideline. So that was weird, too, because Fife was never, ever looking to that portion of the field. It was always a rollout to the right. Now trips to the short side of the field, and they'll send Urias in motion from right to left. Second down and 9. Back to pass again is Riker. 5. Has time. Throws over the middle, and finally he overthrows somebody, and I say that as he tried to get it to Aiken, I believe. Also in the area there was English, but that time Fife threw an incomplete pass, and we haven't seen that. He's had a couple drops, but that time he just had nobody to throw it to.
Yeah, the first time tonight where you can say, boy, that, you know, just not a well-thrown pass. It was well overshot the receiver and a little bit behind him. So
Kearney Catholic has taken a 16-10 lead over North Platte St. Pat's. Remember last year they got out to an early lead and then got blown out. Tonight they got out 10-0, and it was tied 10-10 at the half. We'll have more on the scores in a minute. 29-10 Grand Island, and they just picked off Kearney in the end zone. 3rd and 9 at the 22-yard line. And Fife will call the cadence. Back to pass. Here comes the rush. He'll throw over the middle. Wide open, but a little underthrown, trying to get it to Bombsberger. Seam route on the right side. He was open too, Tony.
Yeah, he was open, but it was 66 for the Bearcat. Tony Jenich's bearing down on him. I think he had to throw the football, Doug, a little bit before he actually wanted to, and he does a good job of getting rid of it before he gets hit, but just undershot him that time. Great block. It was number 5 for the Bearcats, Stevens, that took the brunt of that block, but it was Tooth Luau that just knocked him to the ground.
For just the second time tonight, Grand Island's going to have to punt the football away here. Standing at the 9-yard line, waiting to receive the snap. It's a little high. Here comes a rush, and it's a high, fairly short kick. Kearney will field it at the 46-yard line. Spencer Lindsay, nowhere to go, gets up to about the 47-yard line.
Fife actually punted that ball that time because Fultz, of course, is out of the ballgame right now.
Yeah, he has got either a bad, bad cramp or they're looking at the leg and knee over there and never want to see that. But so Fife comes in. And he punts that one about 32 yards. And that'll give it over to Kearney with a minute 47 to go here in the third quarter of play. And, Tony, that pick of the end zone is going to loom large here. Bearcats need something kind of quick here if they want to have a chance in this game, trailing 29-10, starting at their own 48-yard line. Good field position. McNitt back to pass, throws over the middle. He's got Stevens complete, 30-25. Ball knocked out of his hands, though. Knocking it out of there was Urias, close to a fumble. He almost had it long enough, but as soon as that ball came in there, Urias went for the strip and knocked it out of there. And the Bearcats, again, close, but another great play by the Islanders.
You know, that was a perfectly placed ball by McNiff that time. Stevens just didn't realize how close the defender was. When he brings it into his arms, Urias just rips it out of there, just comes over, you know, just rips that arm right over the top of it.
Stevens would have had that. It was in the breadbasket. Now second down and 10. Brueggemann in motion. Gives him trips to the left side. The snap goes through McNitt's hands, and it's rolling, and he just falls on it all the way back at the 24-yard line. And, Tony, now it's something like that that makes you think, if you're a Grand Island fan, you know what? Maybe the ball doesn't always bounce Kearney's way, and it's going to be our night tonight. And that is a loss back to the 25-yard line, 23 yards on the play. And that'll bring up third down and 33.
Yeah, it looked like that snap was very, very a firm snap, and it was well above his head. And just couldn't get a handle on it. And then when it hit, it's one of those, like a punt, it just rocketed, just shot backwards to Kearney's end zone, something that...
Ty Braden's going to check into the ball game now for the Bearcats. And third and 33, you either just try and gain some yards or you throw it as far as you can. Let's see what McNitt and Coach Kuhl have decided. Low snap, and McNitt trying to scoop it up. Does fall on it, but they lose more yards back to the 19-yard line, and makes you wonder if a new center had to get in the ball game for some reason, Tony. Back-to-back bad snaps when we hadn't seen one the whole time.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Well, Grady Donahoe's still in there, Coach Kuhl, saying, what's going on, though? We haven't had one of those all game long, and now we got two of them in a row.
A drive that started on their own 48 now brings up fourth down and 39 yards to go back at their own 19. They lost 29 yards on those two penalties, and Lindsay now standing at about his 5 to punt this one away. Good snap, not much of a rush. They're setting up the return, getting a high, fairly short kick, and just falling on it at the 50-yard line. Grand Island and Will Bombsberger. And he'll fall forward to the 49.
Looks like that one was in the air. Bombsberger still trying to get his chin strap by.
30-yard punt. Again, no return. But Grand Island with just 1 second to go in the third quarter, leading it 29-10. It was 22-10 at halftime. A 15-yard touchdown pass from Fife to Foltz at the 5:05 mark capped a 71-yard drive, and then Justin English gets the second interception of the night for Grand Island in the end zone to thwart a Kearney drive, and then Kearney gets it at the 48 after forcing Grand Island to a rare three and out. But the Islanders had to win sometime, right, Tony? And tonight appears to be their night. Cornelius split out wide left. Slot left is going to be Aiken. And they will send English in motion. And they will hand it to English around the left side, or he's trying to get there. It's strung out. He'll get the corner turned, and they'll push him out of bounds on the Grand Island sideline at the 45-yard line. But there is a penalty flag.
And from where the penalty flag laid, looks like it's going to be a hold and back up the Islanders here.
They've had a flag on the last play of each quarter. But this one will be a flag on the offense, maybe a push in the back. So that is going to back them up, and that should be the end of the third quarter of play here, 29-10. Let's find out if we'll get another untimed down here first, though, as they should back up the Islanders. And it looks like that will push the ball back 10 yards to the 45-yard line. So the ball will be at the 45-yard line after a 10-yard penalty here in this quarter, and this is definitely a first.
You're right.
We've had an untimed down at the end of each quarter, the first, the second, and the third. I've never seen that in 24 years of doing these games, or however long it's been. It's close to that, 20-plus, let's say.
When you start doing when you're six?
I know. Wouldn't that be nice? 29-10, back to pass the Islanders. Fife rolling, has time, wants to throw deep, throws it deep down the field for English, sideline route, but right there with him is Caleb Lundgren, and it falls incomplete. So that will be the end of the third quarter of play. Grand Island got the only points with a touchdown pass from Fife to Foltz, and at the end of three, Grand Island 29 and Kearney 10. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Every 3 months or every 3,000 miles, that's the recommended time when your oil should be changed. Take your vehicle to the professionals at Killian Motors. Check the oil, check the filters, check the fluids. Killian Motors will do everything needed to make sure your car is ready to go, including factory replacement parts. For service after the sale, see Killian Motors, where people have come back time after time since 1979.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
Athens Central, Kearney.
You like choices. You like variety. You like quality. You love to save money. So choose the freshest meats, seafood, and produce at Super Saver. The biggest variety at prices that keep your food budget happy. Choose variety, choose quality, choose fresh, and choose to save at Super Saver, 2nd and Broadwell in Grand Island. Be sure to check out the latest specials in the weekly newspaper inserts or online anytime at super-saver.com. Super Saver, we sell for less.
We head to the fourth quarter of play at Foster Field. Grand Island 29, Kearney 10. Tony, some other scores.
Adams Central leads Aurora 21-14. That in the third quarter of play. Northwest continues to lead Seward late in the third, 24-14. Hastings 26, blanking Holdridge 0 at this point. That is just the start of the fourth quarter. And York over Fillmore Central 14-0. Central Catholic leads Centennial 13-9 late in the third.
Kearney Catholic 24, North Platte St. Pat's 10. With 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here it's 3rd and 16, Grand Island. Fife actually going to hand it off to English over the right side, and he is hit hard short of midfield, and it'll be second down. Now it'll be third down. They had it wrong up on the scoreboard, and I went with them. It's going to be a gain of about 3, and a Bearcat is slow to get up, and I believe that's Spencer Lindsay over there.
Who
hit him hard.
And Grady Kowalski was the first blue jersey to reach English that time, so.
That's only the fourth carry for English tonight. He's got 19 yards. Riker, 5. I've got him for 17 carries, 79 yards. He put up another 20, 30, 44 yards through the air that quarter, so he's got 195 yards passing. McNitt leads Kearney with 105 yards rushing. He added 47 yards through the air that quarter. And now on third and long, Fife rolls out. Wants to go to that sideline route again. He puts it up there, and it is a back shoulder catch at the 30 and pushed out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Outstanding catch by Will Bombsberger, and another third and long converted for Grand Island.
Isaac Brown gets up and say, are you kidding me? He absolutely did not raise his hand until he absolutely had to. Both of them had their backs turned, and Isaac Brown says, where did the ball come from? I had no idea he was going to catch that pass.
St. Cecilia has defeated Blue Hill 35-13. Don't forget the Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by Five Points Bank. Follows our Misco Sports postgame show at the end of this contest. Now Fife's going to follow English up the field, across the 25, down to the 24-yard line. A gain of four on the play for Riker Fife, who has 83 yards rushing in the football game. The Islanders, one more score to put the official cap on this one tonight against Kearney High. Grand Island will be home against North Platte next week. Kearney High back on the road at Bellevue West. Kearney High, three of their first four games on the road. Their next home game is against Fremont in 2 weeks. Well, both of these teams could run the table after tonight, but there is some competitive football still to be played. Fife going to hand it off to English again, getting a little bit more conservative. He breaks one tackle, gets to the 20, and leans forward to short of the 19. It'll be third and about a yard and a half to go, as English will pick up four or five more on the play.
English is very, very shifty. You know, there's three Bearcats looking around going, how did he get through us there? He just very good hips, spins, twists on a dime, boom, he's through there without hardly slowing down.
Third and a long yard here for the Islanders, as they try to break this hex against the Kearney Bearcats. A little tighter formation this time. Fife wants to throw the ball. He's rolling out to his left. Pump fake runs. What a move. 15 spins out of another tackle. 10 to the 5. Fife is down to the 2. He stretches for the goal line. They'll give him the 1. The best run of the night by Riker Fife.
Folks, you see spin moves all the time. He was hit and just spun off of it. Never really broke stride either. Very under control. And another incredible play. You know, plays like that will continue to turn heads. He may be the very best quarterback in the state of Nebraska.
22 yards down to the 2. First and goal at the 2. Grand Island already leading it 29-10. The clock running 9:40 and counting here. Two touchdown runs already tonight from Riker Fife. Let's see if he keeps it again. Sends a man in motion to the right side, out of the shotgun, takes it, follows English, wants to come to the right side, Fife's into the end zone, and then he gets leveled when he came into the end zone, but he's up and he's okay, and the Kearney defender may have taken the brunt of that one. He turned the corner and ran right into Isaac Brown. It wasn't an intentional thing, it's just Fife had a head of steam on him, and he came off his block. There was Brown, but what a play by the Islanders. Fife, the play before that to get it down to the 2 and his third touchdown run of the night.
Isaac Brown's got his hands on his hips. He wants out of this contest. They're going to send somebody in for him. He'll come out of the ballgame. In for him, Garrett Arnold will go in.
35-10, Grand Island. And this is impressive. This is an impressive, impressive football team Grand Island has here. And Brendan Wentling with the extra point. It is on the way, and it is good. 9:20 to go in the game. Grand Island 36, Kearney 10. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back at Foster Field, Grand Island to kick it off again. This is a low squib kick, bouncing at the 20, taken at the 17-yard line by King. Tries to get all the way to the outside. If he gets the corner, he's got room, 25-30, and then he'll be brought down at around the 33-yard line. Grand Island, they're fast. We knew that, and they've done a good job so far here. And I see the ambulance pulling out, Tony, with the lights on, so I'm wondering if they're taking one of the guys. They didn't cart anybody off, and you never know what that's all about. Maybe they're just trying to get into traffic and get out of here, but they're on a call, and now we've got another Islander down. We've saw the cramps last week. We're seeing again here, and this time it's affecting Brandon Huerman, and he is down on the field.
Doug Sam Foltz, we mentioned, was injured. He is up walking around on the Islander sideline right now, so apparently it's not an ankle. It must have been cramps over there because he's not limping at all. He's just trying to walk it off, looks like, down there. He's about the 30-yard line, 25-yard line right now, all by himself down there.
Let's look at some more scores here. York has won two in a row after losing, 19-22 in a row, whatever it was. York beats Fillmore Central by a score of 28-0 tonight. So congratulations to Glenn Snodgrass and the Dukes. Taking a look at some of the other games that we have for you, seeing if we've got Adams Central trying to upset Aurora, leading at 21-14. Seward was leading Grand Island North, or Northwest was leading Seward 32-20 as that game progressed on. Kearney Catholic at last check, 24-10 over North Platte St. Pat's into the fourth quarter. Kennesaw was leading Bruning Davenport Shickley 36-12. Lawrence Nelson losing to Sterling 52-6. Sargent dismantled Ansley tonight. And we hope to get a final on that Loomis Pleasanton game here. Anything else, Tony?
I've not had anything else other than Franklin just blasting Silver Lake start of the fourth, 53-8.
Lincoln Southeast leading Bellevue West, by the way, and that's Kearney's opponent next week. Lincoln Southeast 23, Bellevue West 8 at the end of three quarters of play.
Last week, and you mentioned Sargent going to blast people all year long just because of competition. They're just overmatched with everybody on their schedule, it looks like, at this point. The starters played 7 or 9 plays last week. They scored on either all 7 or all 9 of them. Every time the starters were in, they touched the ball. They scored touchdowns, no matter what the length of the field was. That's going to be an amazing story. But once again, the giant looms large at the end is Howells.
All right. Looks like we're going to be able to get the cramped-up players off the field, and we're ready to continue here. Pleasanton 32, Loomis 29, late third. Back here, the Bearcats have the ball, and Luke McNitt wants to throw, now has to scramble and run. 35-40, got some room. 45, stays inbound, not afraid to take a hit. He's going to be knocked into the Bearcats bench just short of midfield, and another Kearney first down. 17 yards there for McNitt.
He's a junior quarterback. I think if you're in that situation there, you'd just rather have him take, two less yards and have him step out of bounds there and stop the clock and not worry about taking that hit.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, we'll have all the final stats for you, and then turn it over to Josh Gelden and the crew back at the studios for the 5 Points Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show. 1st and 10 Bearcats at their own 49-yard line. Schreiner hasn't carried it much tonight, but he'll get it here around the left end. Breaks a tackle into the clear, 45-40, brought down from behind at the 35, the 33-yard line. Derek Schreiner with his best run of the night. He'll pick up 18 more.
Yeah, good cutback across the field there. Number 36 for Jacob Cornelius brings him down. But good job of recognizing to the outside there was nothing, and then boom, just cut it back to the middle of the field and found a seam.
Grand Island Northwest 31, Seward 26, 7 minutes to go in that game. Now the ball down to the Islander 34-yard line. The Bearcats moving, they just haven't been able to score. McNitt throws out here into the flat, and the catch is not made as he couldn't hold on to it in front of the Bearcat bench, again trying to go to Nate Stevens. So McNitt has found his favorite receiver, and he is Nate Stevens. That time, though, just a little wide for him to try and haul in.
Yeah, McNitt was on the run that time, rolling out to his right, and just a little bit of a misfire there.
That'll bring up a second down and 10 opportunity here for Kearney High. Grand Island leading it 36-10. Riker Fife showing off his skills tonight for the GI Islanders, who are going to go to 3-0 on the season. Out of the I formation, faking the handoff and rolling right as McNitt has time. Dumps it off here short, complete at the 23, and that's where he will be brought down hauling in the football that time again is Stevens. That should be enough for the first down, depending on the spot.
Yeah, Sam Carey. That was one of those Riker 5 passes. Receiver makes a nice break across the field. Well-thrown pass. Carey right on his heels immediately brings him down.
That'll be an 11-yard completion and take it down to the 23-yard line. 8:20 and counting, though. Bearcats then trips out to the left, 4, 5, and 6. That's the numbers on the uniforms, and that's where McNitt rolls. Has some pressure from the backside, lost it for the pylon in the end zone. Jump ball, and it is incomplete. We are waiting for the signal, and they say they came down with it out of bounds. It'll be incomplete pass. That was what they tried to score on that was picked off in the end zone earlier, and again, it's Stevens down there trying to haul it in. And again, we've got a Grand Island player slow to get up.
Yeah, both of them, that was just a jump ball situation. They wanted Stevens to go up, and you know, they've had the luxury of having people like Tyler Shields on the outside go up and be able to pluck those out of the air and get up above the defender and come down with a football in the back corner of the end zone.
Well, we're taking care of another player that is cramped up here, and the coaches and the trainers trying to do their best working out the cramps, which are no fun. 8:05 to go in our football game, 36-10. Grand Island with the lead. Kearney has its 2nd and 10 at the Islander 23-yard line. When we come back on, well, now let's just keep it here. It looks like they have worked it out good enough. And coming off the sideline, I think that's Urias over there who has been playing pretty good in the secondary. He will come out of the ball game for a little bit. Or excuse me, Cornelius. Cornelius, the man that had the cramp, and he'll check out of the football game. Again, more Friday Night Football next week, but we remind you, college football tomorrow. The Huskers, Fresno State, pregame at 1, kickoff just after 6 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM on ESPN 1460. Mississippi State, Auburn at 11, Penn State, Alabama at 2:30, and then at 7, Notre Dame, Michigan. We're ready to go, 2nd and 10 Bearcats at the Islander 23-yard line. McNitt back to pass again, looks over the middle in traffic and somehow finds his receiver down about the 14-yard line in Anderson.
Yeah, Trey Anderson comes out of football right in the middle of about 4 white jerseys.
So mark him down at the 14-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 9. We'll call it 2nd down and 1.
Hey, when he let go of that ball, you thought somebody was going to catch it, but you didn't think it was going to be in a blue jersey.
So on 3rd down and 1, still out of the shotgun. McNitt wants to throw. He's going to throw it out here in the flat. Anderson has it at the 10. Still on his feet, wrestles his way down to the 5-yard line before English brings him down just short of the 5-yard line. 1st down and goal.
You know, that was a whole play designed in the huddle. They knew exactly the yardage they wanted to get with that. He threw the ball well before he came out of his break. He turned around, boom, the ball was there. Very difficult to defend that play, whether you're in high school, college, or pro football.
Bearcats moving some different people in and out of the ball game. Worth comes back in on the line, 7:15 and moving here in the fourth quarter, 36-10 Grand Island. But for the second time this half, it's 1st and goal inside the 5-yard line for the Bearcats. They threw an interception last time in the end zone. This time flanked by 2 running backs is McNitt. He'll send Brueggemann in motion from right to left. Quarterback draw right off the right side. And getting out of that ankle tackle, McNitt gets close to the goal line but cannot score. I think they actually ripped his shoe off that time. Did our big fella out there,
Bomb Kuhl.
Yeah.
He got in the backfield, number 54. Now there's another Islander down.
So a gain of 3 on the play for McNitt. I've got him for 125 yards so far in the football game tonight. And, yeah, Tony, everybody is cramping up tonight. And that becomes a little bit of a concern. You know that's going to go away, but this is the 3rd game of the season. It is not warm out there, and you have to wonder, as you go back into practice, what you got to do differently so your players don't have this happen to them in the second half of next week's football game.
Yeah, and obviously if you're one of the guys not cramping out there, you guys going, guys, they're going to run us forever. They don't think we're in shape, and we're not drinking enough, so they're going to make us drink a gallon of Gatorade apiece and run us to death to get us in shape.
Centennial missed a field goal with 1 second to go, and Grand Island Central Catholic holds on for a 19-16 victory. 4:40 to go, Northwest 38, Seward 26 from the Valentino's score line. You give us, we give you the scores, they give you the pizza. Stop by and check them out at Valentino's. Now we're ready to go again. It's going to be 2nd down and goal for Kearney at the Grand Island 2-yard line. Now they'll line up in a full house backfield with McNitt under center on second and goal. He's going to give it to Schreiner. Schreiner finds a little bit of a gap. He leans in there for the touchdown. Second two-yard touchdown of the night for Derek Schreiner.
It was not an easy touchdown. He was hit immediately, spun off of one guy, and then just kind of dove for the pylon, or dove not for the pylon, for the goal line, excuse me. But Kearney back on the board here to narrow this gap. But the game's been decided here with 6:33 left. It certainly looks like, certainly looking at an onside kick situation to me.
36-16 as Spencer Lindsay now lines up for the extra point. And again, the crowd is stuck with it, of course, from Grand Island. They want to stick around and celebrate. And the kick is up, and the kick is good. 6:33 to go in the football game. Grand Island 36, Kearney 17. We'll be back with more after this on Classic Hits.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Roses for You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangement, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at RosesForYou.com.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football action tonight. Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you here at Foster Field, where with 6:33 to go in the game, Grand Island's offense has done the job tonight. They lead it 36-17. Kearney just scored. They're setting up for an onside kick, and here we go. Spencer Lindsay with the boot, and it's not going to make the 10 yards. It's going to go out of bounds. So that didn't work out, and Grand Island is going to take over with excellent field position in Kearney territory. Now, both the Kearney does have all three of their timeouts, so they've got to find a way to get a three and out just to have a hope here, you would think. But Grand Island has just been solid, and in all fairness, they're still getting the job done on the ground when they need to here.
Yeah, and then the one getting it done on the ground for the main part has been Riker 5. He's kind of went wherever he's wanted to go. He's been able to be quick enough on the outside to think people think they've got him, and then all of a sudden, boom, he shifts into another gear and puts a spin move, makes a cutback, something they're not used to seeing, and down the field he goes.
Nearly 200 yards through the air, 107 on the ground for Riker Fife, the outstanding quarterback for Grand Island. He's been the story tonight, and Fife, oh, he wants to fake this, and the Kearney's all over him. And look at Fife just dance. McNitt couldn't bring him down, and Anderson couldn't bring him down. He finally dances forward and gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
Like finally, Zach Yoakum was the one that brought him down.
Riker Fife has just been outstanding tonight. We'll call it second down, say that he lost a yard and 11 yards to go. But Fife, nearly 300 yards of total offense tonight. In fact, 192, 106. Yeah, the loss needs two more yards to get to 300 total yards tonight for Grand Island. Under 6 minutes to go. Fife's going to hand it off this time to English off the right side. Not much. Well, you can see that Grand Island, one of the reasons maybe they haven't had a whole lot of success is they haven't been able to run the ball against Kearney, and they'll get nothing there from English.
Yeah, Yoakum and Gannon bring him down almost immediately. So I know Grand Island wants a first down, have this clock keep running, but looks like they're content to kick the thing down and make Kearney go length of field as well.
And we've had a lot of cramping up here from the Islanders tonight, but no serious injuries. But when you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center can get you back into the game of life with many locations, including right here in Kearney. 3rd and 11 at the 49 at Kearney High. Riker Fife out of that shotgun on third down, will go back to pass, has time, looks over the middle, one-on-one, he's going to overthrow Cornelius. One-on-one coverage being put up there by Kearney High's Anthony Stucklick, and it'll be fourth down in a punting situation, so Kearney will get the ball back with 5:03 to go, but they're down three scores, 19 points, 36-17.
Yeah, so you're looking for a big play in the return game, and I'd be surprised if the Islanders' Riker Fias back there to punt it again.
Because Holt is out.
Yeah.
And, you know, Fife is only one out of his last five through the air.
He's so perfect throughout. He spread out some incompletions, but he was so perfect through about three quarters that you just weren't used to him misfiring at all.
And he started 13 out of 20. And Fife awaiting the snap here. Stands at his own 40-yard line. And now we're going to have some whistles and a delay of game penalty. Grand Island didn't seem to be in any hurry. I don't think Fife has got the leg to boot it 55 yards or 50 yards, but apparently that's what they've got going on. So first penalty of the fourth quarter is against Grand Island. Been pretty efficient tonight. Just a couple of penalties, a motion penalty or an offside penalty that have hurt these teams.
Missouri and Arizona State getting ready to kick it off here in college football tonight.
After a nice win by Oklahoma State last night over Arizona. 5-1 step, just kind of a rugby kick. It'll be taken at the 25-yard line with some room. Lindsay, 30, 35 to the right side, 40, 45, 50, 45 to the 40. Cuts back to the middle of the field, and he's tripped up at the 35-yard line. In on the tackle is Urias that saved the touchdown, and that would have at least given the Bearcat fans hope had that went to the house. But a great punt return from Spencer Lindsay.
Oh, Doug, good thing you had the tackle there, because I was not looking at the tackle at all. I was looking at Tyler Wadalevich, who Trey Anderson put a crackback block on, and he never saw him coming, and pow, absolutely just upended him.
A 29-yard punt returned even farther than that. Returned 25, 30, 43 yards. And now McNitt out of the shotgun. Kearney hoping for a quick score here, rolling left. That's where the whole line is, thrown and complete down to the 25-yard line, and now they're saying the ball pop loose again. We've had a lot, about three or four times tonight where it appears the ball's been caught and then punched out of there by the Islanders. They actually come up with the football, but they're going to call it an incomplete pass. Second down and 10.
Yeah, immediately the guy from behind, ball must have hopped on the turf on his way down, because immediately the guy from behind signals, no, hold on, blowing the whistle, saying no catch.
Truth Lewell came up with the ball. Second and 10 at the 32-yard line of Grand Island. 36-17, Grand Island, 4:36 to go. Bearcats with the ball after scoring. Now they'll throw over the middle, and it's going to be behind Trey Anderson at the 20-yard line. That's really the first pass behind a receiver that we've seen from McNitt tonight. He's had some drops just like Fife had. He's been fairly accurate, but again, a lot of those passes short, you should be fairly accurate, but it's third down and 10 after that real nifty punt return from Spencer Lindsay.
Yeah, the pass thrown well behind the receiver, and Joe Garcia saying, oh, man, I cannot believe I had an opportunity there to pick this off.
Third down now for the Bearcats. Need to get something going here at the 32-yard line of the Islanders. McNitt to pass again, looks to his right, under pressure, avoids the sack, dumps it off to Schreiner, needs to make a man miss, and does, to the 30, to the 25-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down, though. It'll be fourth down and 3, and obviously the Bearcats have to go for it, and the clock's running with 4:15 and counting.
Now, Tamayo is the one that brings him down. A good job of the big man of running him down on the outer edge.
Well, good job by McNitt to avoid the sack.
Excellent.
Just so he could dump it off to Schreiner. So here's your ball game with 4 minutes to go. Kearney faces 4th and 3 at the Grand Island 25-yard line. And they are down 36-17. It would be a miracle finish. Grand Island stops here, and this game's going to be over. McNitt rolls to his left. Here comes the pressure, throws it out in the flat. It is complete for a first down at the 20-yard line to Caden Brueggemann. A 5-yard completion will move the chain.
Good job by Brueggemann of making sure he went forward there immediately when he was hit. I think if he'd have went backwards, that would have been right at the yard marker, or maybe just a little bit short. Brueggemann did everything within his strength to dive forward and make sure he had that first down.
So the Bearcats move the chains. 3:38 to go. He didn't quite get out of bounds. And let's see what the Bearcats can do, if they can tack another one on here. Rolling to his right is McNitt. Rolling from the 20. He's going to throw it to the end zone. It was well covered, and two Highlanders actually knocked it away from each other, trying to get it to Spencer Lindsay. One of them was Bombsberger, and the other one was Sam Carey, and they were both just tracking the ball, one from the right, one from the left, and they end up fighting over it or Both could have picked it off.
Yeah, Bosberger says, Sam, I had that. And Sam says, no, Will, I had it.
Kearney Catholic looks like they're about ready to pull the upset. Kearney Catholic 24, North Platte St. Pat's 10 with 6.5 to go in the ball game on ESPN 1460. And you're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Grand Island Hastings. Grand Island 36, Kearney 17, 3:24 to go in the game. Bearcats have it second and 10 at the Islander 20-yard line. McNitt out of the shotgun. He'll throw over the middle, and he's going to throw behind the receiver, but did he hold on with that one-arm grab? Brueggemann, I believe, did for about a 5-6 yard gain down to the 14-yard line.
Nice catch by Brueggemann that time. Ball well thrown behind him, takes his right hand, one-hand catch, somehow able to get it out there, snag that ball, and bring it in tight to his body as he went down.
We'll have some final scores. It's now a final. Kearney Catholic has beaten second-ranked North Platte St. Pat's 24-10. Third and four, Kearney rolling to his right, McNitt still rolling, throws it out in the flat, complete, rolling, and Brueggemann gave it up. He caught it and was level at the 10-yard line, right at the first town marker.
Bosberger just dropped the hammer.
The Stars are doing their jobs tonight for Grand Island. The folks you've been hearing about, the folks we talked about this week, the folks we talked about at the pregame, got out and got the job done, and now it's fourth down and four at the 14-yard line with 2:50 to go. So again, the Kearney faces a fourth down, able to pick it up last time. Anderson splits wide to the left, trips to the right side. Schreiner stays in the backfield with McNitt. So this probably means a rollout to the right. They fake the handoff, a little quick little slant pass is complete, and it's going to be Stevens inside the 10 down to the 5-yard line. Might have been a little pick play there, but it works, and it's going to be a 9-yard gain.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Doug. The old inside screen and the pick was set, and he just comes right in behind that guy and able to jet up the field for a first down. I'm sure the Grand Island coaching staff's going, wait, that's a pick.
How big was that interception in the end zone earlier this half? Now first and goal at the 5-yard line. McNitt back to pass, looking for the slant, now under some pressure, throws over the middle, and it is caught. No, man, the one official started to put his arms up. Now one calls it a touchdown, one says incomplete. Well, they're going to discuss it.
Well, the guy who was doing an incomplete was his
touchdown. No?
Is absolutely adamant.
McNitt thought that it was a touchdown, and now they're going to wave it off. So it will be second down. I thought the one official had put his arms up, but then the one that had the better view on the far sideline had the angle where he could see the ball, came in and called it incomplete. So it's second down and goal at the 5. 2:27 to go. Grand Island 36, Kearney 17. The Islanders have led all night. 13-7 after 1, 22-10 at the half, 29-10 after 3. Each team has scored here in the fourth quarter. Second and goal at the 5. Both backs flanking McNitt. He'll roll to his right. He's rolling, running out of room. He's just going to throw it back across the middle of the field, and they're going to say it bounced before Schreiner could pick it up from his ankles. And it'll be third down and goal at the 5. Yeah. Grand Island's fighting, Tony. I mean, they could just say, well, good Lord, here, get in the end zone. But they're making Kearney battle every inch of the way.
Well, you know what? I think Grand Island's saying, wait a minute, this is a statement game for us out here. You know what? If this deal ends up 36-24, everybody's going to look at that score and say, okay, it was a pretty good ball game. Kearney's really close to us. When in all actuality, Grand Island's really had control of this game tonight.
Schreiner's ran it in from 2 yards a couple of times, but it looks like with four wide, they want to throw it again. Third and goal at the 5. McNitt, quarterback draw, trying to follow Schreiner and walks into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Luke McNitt. 36-23, 2:17 to go.
Now you go for two here, right?
I would think so, because if you don't get it, it's not going to make a big deal. Lindsay saying he wants the tee. I don't think he understands that they're not. I think Brandon Cool's trying to decide whether to go for two, and they don't want to take a penalty here. Yeah, now Lindsay's running out there. Well, they're lining up for one, Tony. I don't understand that. That just guarantees you got to have three touchdowns. It's a long shot anyway. But you could get two touchdowns and a field goal, and the extra point is on the way, and it is good. So Kearney, if they're going to have a miracle finish here, will need two touchdowns. 2:17 to go in the game. Grand Island 36, Kearney 24. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the breaks, downtown Kearney.
You're listening to high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer engineer Stacey Johns with you from Foster Field. Kearney has to try another onside kick down by 12 with 2:17 to go. Here we go. Lindsay, this time trying to make it go 10 yards, but it goes out of bounds again. Brueggemann very close to having a chance to get that one. Our angle probably not as good as it could be from here on just how high that football was, but I don't think Brueggemann saw it, and it went out of bounds. And, again, Grand Island will have good field position. Remember, Kearney does have three timeouts here, and they made Grand Island go three and out last time before taking it down the field.
All of a sudden, they get a couple of linebackers in there, number 48. Juan Garcia's in there for the Bearcats. Some new kids in there for the Bearcats, so the Bearcats might be Cody Voigt in there as well. So I think maybe Brandon Cool saying, okay, guys, like they put our second team in here, and this one's kind of over.
And they have called timeout, too. So, yeah, a timeout that you wouldn't normally take. And Brandon Cool is going to say congratulations. This will be his first loss to Grand Island. Let me take that back. I keep forgetting that Brandon's been here a little longer than I give him credit for, but it'll be Jeff Tomlin's first win over Kearney.
Another battle in eight-man football. Loomis 37, Pleasanton 38, start of the fourth quarter, and not only Grand Island cramping bad, Loomis sounds like a lot of cramps in that one as well.
Grand Island Northwest has defeated Seward 46-26, Creepy Waverly 33-0. We'll have a whole lot more coming up on the Five Points Bank Friday night scoreboard show, so keep it here when we're done with the Misco Sports postgame show. And it looks like Grand Island has kept their starting offense in, Tony. Riker Fife still the quarterback with 2:17 to go. Sometimes you see him run one play and then switch out. We'll see if that's what the Islanders are going to do. Kearney High will see some motion. Foltz is back in there, by the way, in case we hadn't mentioned that. And I think he's the one that actually jumped. So illegal motion, the fifth penalty, all in this half on Grand Island. But I can't blame the Islanders. You got to know what's going through their heads. They can't wait for this clock to hit all zeros so they can begin to celebrate. But they've still got to get through 2:17. 36-24 Grand Island. Kearney Catholic with the upset win earlier tonight. Fife is just going to run it around the right side. He doesn't want to go out of bounds, and he does the smart thing and falls down right before he was headed out of bounds and probably could have got a couple more yards, but gets up to the 46-yard line.
Well, you gotta wonder. Yeah, I know they want to get one first down. I'm sure it'll get him out of the ball game. I mean, this just, you know, it's one of those things. Every Islander fan is on their seat saying, "Foltz, Bosberger, Fife have got to stay healthy. Get them out of there."
After the penalty, which made it 1st and 15, it was an 8-yard gain. I've got Fife with 114 yards, over 300 yards of total offense, passing and running tonight for Fife. Couple of touchdowns on the ground, a couple of touchdowns through the air. Now Fife's just going to turn and hand it off. 45-40, and that's where the stack up will be. And right close to the first down marker. Looks like he's going to be just short as we pick up the man that carried the football that time. Looked like that was the fullback, Dylan Urias, just his second carry of the night. He's going to pick up. Now we're going to actually have to bring the chains out for the first time tonight. So again, a 7, we'll say. And they'll bring the chains out here with 1:07 left in the football game, 36-24. Grand Island with the lead. Kearney has actually scored the last two touchdowns. Schreiner and McNitt with a couple of runs. Grand Island scored on the second play of the game. Kearney answered right back, 7-7, and this was a 16-7 ball game midway through the second quarter. And then Kearney hits a field goal on the last play of the half to make it 22-10, but they did not get any closer than that. Grand Island scored first in the third quarter, the only score in the third quarter, and picked off Kearney in the end zone. And they're going to say just short of the first down.
I'm not sure why the officials had to measure. That was a good 2-3 inches short of that first down.
Third down and one for Grand Island at the Kearney 39-yard line as we play out the string here with a minute 7 again, thanks to Mark and Mark Armstrong, the athletic director at Kearney High, and Rich Broderson, and, of course, all of our fine sponsors for allowing us to be here at Foster Field tonight. Fife just waiting for the clock to run as far as he can before he takes the snap and probably just falls forward here. He's actually going to take a snap from under center. And now the five-second count on by the back judge. So Fife will take it, and he'll just kind of try and dive forward so he can get that first down, which he does. They'll have to take one more snap, and this football game will be over. Over 20 first downs, 114 yards on the ground for Fife, over 200 yards through the air, or right at 200. And Grand Island's going to go to 3-0. Kearney will fall to 2-1, and the 10-year losing streak to the Bearcats is over as they take the victory formation for the first time at Foster Field. It's a long time, Tony. These kids were, you know, you're talking about your seniors were second graders, Tony, the last time. I mean, they have no recollection of any win as the, I think the Grand Island fans have kind of got out of the stands. They're hoping to storm the field or at least when the kids go to the locker room, congratulate them a little bit. And we want to say congratulations to Coach Jeff Tomlin because Brandon Cool and the boys have done a great job for a number of years. There's the kneel down, and that's the final play of the game. And the celebration begins here at Foster Field. And for a very rare time, the celebration is not on the Kearney Bearcats, blue and white. The final score, Grand Island 36, Kearney 24. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, followed by the 5 Points Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and it's the same with business. Tom Dinsdale Automotive works hard to earn your trust, your business, and your recommendations to others. Proud to support all of our area athletes, congratulations from Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island. At the corner of Stolle and Webb in Grand Island, and you can browse their inventory 24/7 online at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Time for the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac's model year-end closeout. During Midway's year-end closeout, we're joining savings with the Chevy model year-end wrap-up to offer even more. With 0% financing for up to 60 months, we're up to $8,000 off, plus 3.9% financing on new 2011 Chevy Silverados. For Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac on 2nd Avenue East in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. On select models, 0% in lieu of cash back with approved credit. See dealer for details.
And welcome back to Foster Field, where it is time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. You're going to the Husker game or the Loper game tomorrow. Stop by and get some gear to wear to that game. Misco's open at 9 a.m. for you Monday through Saturday. Final score, Grand Island 36 and Kearney 24. Tony, the game actually did kind of play out, I think, as many people thought it should play out, and it hasn't necessarily played out like it should play out. Grand Island did show their speed. They used it on the second play of the game on a little flea flicker to score a 73-yard touchdown pass, and they got out to the lead to give them some confidence early, and then they just kept building on that, got out to a 2-possession lead, then a 3-possession lead, and boy, that really takes all those thoughts of what has happened to their team here in Kearney over the last decade out of their heads.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Doug. And once that first play, the flea flicker, yeah, you're saying, don't let them get behind you, don't let them get behind you. The very first time out, they run it, and you think it's a sweep around the right side. He turns around, flips it back to five. Five throws a strike down the field, 73 yards, boom, they're on the scoreboard. It's just, You know, you're deflated, but you come right back and answer that. If you're the Bearcat fans, you're thinking, hey, we're right back in this thing. Then, basically, you watch Riker Fife just take over the game.
I don't know, maybe Bender's out there. Maybe there's some other people, you know, that know high school football in the eastern part of the state can rattle off three or four quarterbacks they put against Riker Fife. I don't know any of them that I would rather have after watching this game tonight. The kid's got a rocket for an arm. When people weren't open, he hit receivers. When they were open, he hit receivers. When he needed to put zip on the ball, he put zip on the ball. When he needed to put touch on the pass, threw down the seam in the end zone to the tight end. Well, they call it tight end. I guess it was it Fultz for the touchdown down there, right on the goalpost. If he throws that ball high, it goes out of the back of the end zone. If he throws it, if he underthrows it, it's intercepted. He just showed touch on that pass. He shows zip when he needs zip. He did it all tonight. And then when he wasn't doing it through the air, he was doing it on the ground with his leg. The spin move down here in the north end zone around the 12, 14-yard line, 10-yard line was simply one of the better plays we'll see all year in high school football. Never really broke stride. He does it all. He's Riker Fife, and I think he's the all-state quarterback after 3 weeks.
Well, let's take a look at the final stats here on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. First of all, for Kearney High, I had Derek Schreiner, 8 carries, 31 yards, 2 touchdowns. Caden Brueggemann, 1 carry, 0 yards. Pierce Wright, 2 carries, 1 yard. Luke McNitt, 17 carries, 130 yards, and a touchdown. So 28 rushing attempts, 162 yards tonight for Kearney High. In the passing department, McNitt was 6 of 7 for 52 yards and an interception to the first half. 10 of 17 with an interception for 103 yards in the second half. So Luke McNitt tonight, 16 out of 24, had 2 interceptions, no touchdown passes, 155 yards in the air, 162 on the ground, 317 yards of total offense is what I had Kearney High for, and they had 16 first downs in this ball game, 6 of them coming in the fourth quarter of play. In fact, I believe 11 of them coming in the second half. So 317 total yards, 16 first downs. They punted it 5 times for an average right around 31 yards, 4 penalties for 30 yards tonight. Derek Schreiner had 2 two-yard touchdown runs. Luke McNitt had a 5-yard touchdown run. And then Spencer Lindsay had a 24-yard field goal on the final play of the first half. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Grand Island after this on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
And welcome back to the MISCO Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. A look at the final numbers unofficially for Grand Island. Justin English, 6 carries for 24 yards. Jaden Aiken, 1 carry, 2 yards. Dylan Urias, 2 carries, 16 yards. Riker Fife, 22 carries, 114 yards, and 2 touchdowns rushing. So 31 carries, 156 yards on the ground for Grand Island through the air. Fife was 9 of 15 for a touchdown and 151 yards in the first half. 5 of 10 for a touchdown in the second half, 77 yards. So 14 out of 25, no interceptions, 2 touchdown passes for Riker Fife. 228 total yards through the air, 156 on the ground, 384 yards of total offense tonight. 342 of those were Riker Fife either running or throwing the football. 20 first downs of the ball game for Grand Island. Even had to punt a couple of times after Sam Fultz cramped up. The 3 punts for the 2 punters averaged right around 32 yards per punt. 5 penalties all in the second half for 29 yards. A 73-yard touchdown pass on the second play of the game from Riker Fife to Sam Fultz. Fife took it in from 2 yards out with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Then a 26-yard field goal from Brendan Wentling at the 10:05 mark of the second quarter put Grand Island up 16-7. Fife took it in from 2 yards out with 4:51 to go before the half, put him up 22-7. had a 15-yard touchdown pass, the second of the night, from Riker Fife to Sam Folt with 5:05 to go in the third quarter, made it 29-10, and Fife, a two-yard run with 9:20 to go, put him up 36-10 before Kearney High scored the last two touchdowns. Grand Island 36, Kearney 24. The Islanders go to 3-0. They're back home to play North Platte next week. Kearney High is 2-1, and they're back on the road to go to Bellevue West next week. Only four home games in the regular season in this schedule for Kearney High this year.
Doug, I think in the synopsis of this game, going in we knew it, coming out of it we knew it, speed kills. Man-on-man, Grand Island's a faster football team. You look at Class A football, you go to the eastern part of the state, a lot of times you see 250, 270, 290-pound offensive and defensive linemen. You don't see that for Grand Island. But man-on-man, they're faster than you are. They killed tonight. Speed across the board. They were faster than Kearney. They win the ball game. They're a better team than Kearney right now at this point in the season.
We'll wrap it up after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs, free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play, whether it's football, whether it's softball, whether it's volleyball. They've got all the gear you need, and they've got Husker gear, Loper gear, Kearney High gear, Kearney Catholic gear. Make you look good when you go out and support your favorite team. Tony, last thought?
Last five, Riker Fife's really good, period. Really, really good, period. Speed kill. That's my last thoughts. The kill tonight.
Well, I hope Grand Island can play at this level the rest of the year. Grand Island plays at this level the rest of the year. They're definitely 9-0, and they're going to win a first couple of games in the playoffs, and then you get to the semifinals in Class A, and anything can happen. I mean, this is a very good football team if they can stay healthy, and I think Kearney High is a pretty darn good football team as well. There is no doubt in my mind that these teams could meet again later on this year, which would always be fun if that came to pass. We'll be at a site near you next Friday. There's some great football tonight, some great scores to pass along. Josh Shelton, Stacy, Nate, Grant, the entire crew back at the studios, and Merritt, of course, ready to bring you the Five Points Bank Friday night scoreboard show. So we'll wrap it up from here and say again thanks to all the fine sponsors and best of luck to the volleyball teams. Go out and watch the Huskers or the Lopers or the Broncos tomorrow as well. And we've got it for you on the radio, the Huskers at 94.5 FM. For our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, this is Doug Duda saying I'll see you at Kearney High on Tuesday night for Lady Bearcat Volleyball as they take on Grand Island Northwest at 7:30.
We'll recap it all on Monday, Doug. Every one of those games you just said, plus Bo Pelini press conference from 11 to 12, Doug and Daddy Show.
ESPN 1460 and 1550. Again, the final score tonight, Grand Island wins over Kearney for the first time in more than 10 years. Grand Island 36. Kearney 24. From Foster Field, this is Doug Duda saying good night. Have a great weekend.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.